at council.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
New Iraq executions.
A lot of Sunnis in Iraq are very angry about this.
Honoring a legend.
I have a dream.
New Mexico wilderness rescue.
If we hadn't seen her, I'm sure she would have died.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. The hangman has been about his work again in Iraq. Today, two of Saddam Hussein's chief lieutenants were executed. And as CBS's Cammie McCormick reports from Baghdad, it didn't go as planned.
The two were hanged before dawn, and in what Iraqi authorities are saying was a rare incident, the head of Barzan al-Zikridi separated from his body during a hanging. That kind of incident could further inflame Sunnis here, who are already angry over the handling of Saddam's execution just over 2 weeks ago.
There are signs President Bush's revamped war plan is not going down well in Iraq. A report in the New York Times says it's meeting very stiff resistance from within the Shiite-dominated government it's designed to help. One American military official in Baghdad is quoted as saying, "We are being played like a pawn." But Mr. Bush told correspondent Scott Pelley on CBS's 60 Minutes he will stay the course.
Some of my buddies in Texas say, you know, let them fight it out. What business is it of ours? You got rid of Saddam. How come, you know, let's let them slug it out. And that's a temptation that I know a lot of people feel. But if we do not succeed in Iraq, we will leave behind a Middle East which will endanger America in the future.
Now this may be the most familiar sound, not only in La Crosse, Wisconsin, but all over the Midwest, after a brutal ice storm that left hundreds of thousands of people without power and slip-sliding from one place to another. In St. Peter's, Missouri, Pam Ludwig says Mother Nature hasn't been nice.
The demons to the car, I don't know what's there underneath, but it's just sad.
And at least 21 deaths have been blamed on the storm, which is now moving into the Northeast. This is the day the country pauses in memory of the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. Most people know that he was the central figure of the civil rights movement. In a recent survey of college students cited by the Washington Post, though some believe that he was pushing for the abolition of slavery, more than 80% understood King's message. As CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman reports, that message, the hope for racial justice and brotherhood, remains.
For proof the dream is still alive, come to Atlanta and Martin Luther King Middle School. Listen to the Peace Pledge, crafted around Dr. King's core principles and recited every day by students here. Or at the Atlanta History Center, see for the first time this landmark exhibit of Dr. King's private papers, handwritten notes, his sermons and speeches, including this draft of his most famous speech of all, the March on Washington, and a 16-minute speech that galvanized a movement.
They're always interested in seeing the I Have a Dream speech, and I bring them here and I say, this is it and this isn't it.
What is on paper is only the speech's first half, Dr. King's prepared remarks, which few remember. You can see him looking down to read it. What King never scripted is the part everyone remembers, because he spoke from the heart.
I still have a dream.
And when he got to that point and said, I have a dream today, a dream deeply rooted
in the American dream,
you could tell that he was preaching from his soul.
I have a dream today.
It was unreal. You could see people just sort of fix. They were transformed. Some of us had heard Dr. King use the phrase before. And he was just waiting, I think, for the moment to share his dream, to share his vision with America.
Dr. King was like all about everyone. He wasn't just about black people.
And in their daily peace pledge, these kids feel the dream.
I will not harm others. That's what Martin Luther King was all about. He fought with his words.
Words and a dream still alive today.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
It's 4 past the hour.
Morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. It's going to be another slow go for commuters this morning thanks to challenging road conditions. Part of the problem, of course, temperatures hovering around the zero mark. CDOT's Lisa Lane says it's too cold for the mag chloride to work, but road crews are doing what they can.
Clouds are still out. We've still got sand down. We're putting different liquid de-icers on just to try to keep the roads as clear as possible, but we are battling these cold temperatures.
A lot of accidents overnight, mostly spin-outs on black ice, so give yourself plenty of time to get to work. Traffic just ahead. Colorado Senator Wayne Allard expected to end speculation today over his political future by announcing if he'll seek a third term in the U.S. Senate. Rocky Mountain News reporting the 63-year-old Republican reached a decision after a family trip to Disneyland. Chief of Staff Sean Conway says Allard plans to make the announcement this afternoon. Now, Republicans have been pressing him to defend his seat. Said he'll be tied up defending the White House in 08, and holding a seat in Colorado could be more difficult if Allard leaves it vacant. Democrat Mark Udall of Boulder already expressing his desire to run. A veterinarian with 16 years in Congress, Allard's known for his conservative voting record, especially sponsoring that constitutional ban on gay marriage. Now, he originally promised not to seek a third term, but we all know how these politicians start to think of themselves as indispensable. As the late Charles de Gaulle said, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. Forget all that talk about fundraising and labor strife. Democratic leaders say Denver's enthusiasm was the key when it came to picking a site for the Democratic National Convention. Howard Dean says the personal dedication of Bill Ritter, Ken Salazar, and John Hickenlooper very important when it came to picking a host city for the big bash. And don't forget today's national holiday celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Many schools, businesses, banks, government offices will be closed. That's your AM 760 Progressive News Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, if you do have to work or drive on this Martin Luther King holiday, you can expect another tough one. Snowpack, extremely icy conditions, going to make for a very slow commute for us. We have multiple wrecks southbound 25 between the downtown area and the tech center, including at Colorado and Evans. It's crawling through there right now, also near the Downing Street Bridge. Have one further north at 120th, and just expect poor lane recognition, very nasty side streets. You want to be especially careful. Weather today, looking for sunny skies, but very chilly, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 2. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an Internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
January 15th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin back from hospitalization, surgery, and recovery. Thank you so much to Aaron Hart. Thank you so much to Lionel, who I worked with 20 years ago. Thank you, Lionel, for sitting in for me. And who else did I leave out? Mario? Yeah, Mario Solis Marinich, Russ Johnson, and anybody else. And thank you to John Turk for covering the store and Darren McKee. And it's good to be back now. We'll see how far I can get through this morning without my voice totally collapsing or without me falling asleep. Good morning and welcome to John M.
It is a pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. You look great.
I've lost about 40 pounds.
That's amazing. That was just, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. I've lost 40 pounds. Never mind the fact that I'm restricted to a liquid diet and can eat only the amount of food of a bird, but no, I feel fine. But I've lost 40 pounds. My doctor, I got to give him a plug, Dr. Michael Snyder, and Dr. Andrea Greel, and Lana and Kim, and all those people with Denver Bariatric have done a great job and got me through it. Even though I had some weird twists and turns along the way.
What happened?
Well, the first thing that happened was I said, what was it, Friday? Well, John, was Friday the last day I was here? Was right before Christmas, I said Friday. Well, that's it. I'll be back in a couple of weeks. I'm going in on Wednesday. So Wednesday morning comes, and I get up, and I'm at the hospital, and I'm there like at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm right. And this is Rose, by the way, which is a marvelous facility. And so I get to Rose, and I'm all ready to go, and they hook me up, and they've done all the blood work the day before, and they got the IV running, and I'm laying there, and they're waiting to go. And it turns out that my bleed time, my pro time, was not low enough. Most people, I guess, it takes about 7 minutes for you to clot if somebody just gives you a minor cut.
Yeah.
And for me, it took about 7.5 seconds. And Dr. Snyder is the type of guy that is so cautious and so careful. So he comes in and he says, well, we can't do it. And I'm like, come on.
All dressed up and actually all undressed and no place to go.
So he says, well, go home. And he says, I promise you, be back here on Friday. Friday morning, he says, we'll do it. You're first in line Friday morning. Well, Friday morning comes. You see the weather outside. It's blizzard conditions. Mary and I live only a mile from Rose. So we get up. We make it in okay. And the doctor, Snyder, was so sure that he was going to do this that he stayed in a hotel near the hospital. The anesthesiologist, who's a marvelous woman, Dr. Andrea, I can't remember her last name now for a second. Gride, I believe, is her name. She drove in her four-wheeler, and we were there. And then there was a hang-up again about the bleed time. And then finally, the hematologist said, no, it's safe, go ahead. And so they said, okay, let's get it on the road. So Pete and Sean and everybody who was involved in this said, okay, let's do it. And they did it. Next thing I knew, I woke up about 3 hours later.
That's all?
And it was over.
Only took 3 hours.
And they did it laparoscopically. So they went in and looked.
Oh.
And didn't open me up.
That's great.
Yeah.
They really advanced that. Like I think I told you, my cousin had that. And she lost 125 pounds on it. And, you know, she's looking good for the first time since she's been an adult.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how far I can go. But I'm going to try to get down to 225.
Oh, fight and wait.
Yeah. Why not?
We'll put you in the ring with Wayne Allard.
Well, I know who's going to get in the ring with Wayne Allard, and it's going to be Mark Udall.
Yes.
But as I told somebody who works on Mark Udall's staff, the reason I decided to have this operation is I'm getting in the fighting condition to take on Allard.
Yeah.
And to get out there and campaign for Congressman Udall, since I think he'd make a wonderful senator.
Yeah, I do too. I live up in Boulder. You lived up in Boulder.
I lived up in Boulder.
And, you know, Mark's a good person.
He is. He's good people. All right, I don't know where to pick up this morning. I don't know where to start because I've been gone here for 3 weeks.
You missed all the blizzards.
And I missed everything. And as I remember, you know, Monday is usually the drop-dead blue zone day. And to make it worse, today is a Martin Luther King's birthday, which doesn't make it worse, but it makes it worse in the sense that there are a lot of you who have federal jobs and you don't have to go to work. So there's a lot of places that are closed and you're off. So I know that traditionally at 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, we're rowing out of a hole. Did I say today the high today is going to be 18 under mostly sunny skies? Big deal. When is it going to get above freezing?
I don't know, but yeah, I was on vacation last week. I was down in Miami visiting my folks, and
so you missed all of it too.
I got out the airplane. I left Miami Saturday morning, or Saturday afternoon. It was about 78 degrees. I got here Saturday night. It was -2.
It's like 1 out there now. It's cold.
It is really cold.
It is cold. I was all bundled up this morning coming into work. And with this operation, your whole body changes. And now I'm real sensitive to heat.
Really?
Yeah.
Not cold, but heat.
No, I'm cold all the time.
Ah.
I'm freezing all the time. I don't know what causes that, but I'm freezing.
Your internal thermostat got a little...
Yeah, I got a little tampered with. So anyway. But, I don't know where to start. I mean, there's a part of me that wants to start by ranting and raving about the mayor. But there may be people out there who will say, oh, come on, Jay. You're like 3 weeks behind the story. But I'm sorry. Look at it out there. There's still, there's cars still buried under snow, parked on streets. My car swerves this morning down I-25 coming in. The neighborhoods are not cleaned up. There's still snow.
It's scary out there.
Well, I mean, you know, fix it, for God's sakes. What's the problem?
Money.
Well, if you live in a winter climate and there's going to be snow, aren't you supposed to be in the position to be able to do something about it?
Hickenlooper told me a couple weeks ago that the problem is that it would cost $15 million to get enough snow removal equipment, and it would only be used once every 5 years. And do the taxpayers really want to spend $15 million on equipment that will only be used twice a decade?
Yeah, you know, he says that, but I'll tell you something. When that first blizzard hit, I remember reports that only 70% of the machinery were operating. What's the dish behind that?
Good question.
70% of the machinery operating. Come on, man. And people parking, you know, after the first blizzard, they says, well, now I'm going to invoke the snow rule. Why don't you invoke it off the beginning? trying to drive around the neighborhood. It's like, well, I guess I'll have to drive on somebody's sidewalk and see that or hit their Volvo. I don't know, you know, maybe I'm too late behind the story, but it's the thing that hits me. And, man, I haven't lived in this kind of weather where we're not going to see the ground for a couple of months. I haven't seen this since I lived, in Chicago.
I was going to say, Chicago gets that lake effect.
I know it, man. It's weird. 6:19, 19 minutes after 6, J. Marvin, John M. along for the ride, and also Gina Michaels to take us there.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome back. Well, we're definitely seeing a lighter commute due to the holiday, but it looks like it's going to be a tough one. Very, very poor road conditions, snowpack, and extremely icy in many areas across the Denver metro area, including southbound I-25. We've had a series of wrecks between downtown and the tech center, so you want to be very, very careful through there. We're still working one that's got traffic backing up right at Evans. Westbound 270 affected near Vasquez. We also had a problem eastbound I-76 near Sheridan. And, of course, we're getting the usual buildup in all the usual hotspots. Weather outlook today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Tonight, clear skies, continued cold, 0 degrees. Be sure to bring your pets indoors. Currently partly cloudy and 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
24 tonight on Fox.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Cancer research is being done. Check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Your man in the morning is back. Jay Marvin.
Come and see how good I look.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yep, 40 pounds down and still hanging in here. 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 18 degrees. Also want to say, and I didn't say this at the top of the hour, and I should have said it, thank you to everybody, and I'll say it throughout the morning, who sent me emails. I got a ton of emails. I couldn't answer every one of them. I tried answering some of them, and then in the beginning, I was just too out of it, so I just couldn't answer all of them. But thank you so much for sending them. It really, really meant a lot. I want to get into this just a little bit because I don't know how to get into it. And I've made comments about this before that it seems like we're always into it about this subject, about this time of the morning. But it seems to me that it's the most important thing going. And when you're away from your job and you sit out and you're kind of in the outsider status, and I didn't listen to a lot of Progressive Talk radio, but I did read what I could, and I did look at the media, and I went through the same thing yesterday with the Sunday talk shows that I go through every Sunday with the talk shows, and I know that other hosts have been on here, and I know that other hosts have done 2 and 3 hours on the subject of Iraq. But I turned to Mary yesterday and just said, you know what? I'm disgusted. I have no idea what I'm going to do when I go to AM 760 and what I'm going to say tomorrow morning. What is there to say about this guy leading the country? He is not in reality. And I don't know what to say about him. And these statements that he makes, that there's nothing Congress can do, and that you can't rule out an attack on Iran, as Stephen Hadley said yesterday on Meet the Press. And, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I don't know what to say about Iraq anymore. I don't know what to say about Iraq anymore. Because you know what it seems to me? Here's what it seems like to me. That it doesn't make any difference how many phone calls you make to this radio station. That it doesn't make any difference how many times you and I talk about this. That it doesn't make any difference how many leaders in the president's own party, like Chuck Hagel and others who come out and criticize this escalation, which has been tried five times before, with a man, Maliki, who we're betting the store on, who just a month and a half ago, Stephen Hadley, there was a memo leaked to the New York Times about how Hadley didn't think that Maliki was capable. That it doesn't make, you've heard all these arguments. Have all these arguments been gone over? All these arguments have been gone over on this radio station a million times. It's like shouting, the sky is blue, so what? You know, but, and there's nothing we can do. And it's frustrating. How do you stop this madness? How do you stop this guy? Because he doesn't listen. And I know there are some of you who would jump off the seat, call right now, well, we got to impeach him. Well, we got to throw him out of office. But you know that's not going to happen. It's just very, very frustrating. Let's go to Becky and Greeley. Becky, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Jay. I just wanted to say I am so glad that you are back and that everything went well.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
We missed you like crazy. You had good people covering for you, but nobody's like you.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. You're very, 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 very kind. How was your holiday?
Oh, it was wonderful. A little bit snowy.
Yeah?
You know, I'm from Chicago, so it doesn't really bother me that much.
It didn't bother you that much? How about the snow removal? Does that bother you, the fact that they don't seem to know what it is?
Well, I live in Greeley, and I live so far in Greeley that I could throw a softball Kersey. And yesterday, they finally got to plowing our street from the first storm.
Jeez.
So I have nothing real nice to say about it. And I'm just going to do, you know, I'm going to go through the channels. I'm going to complain to Public Works. And, you know, if it happens again that way, I'm going to keep complaining. And maybe I'll run for mayor.
There you go. You ought to run for mayor. And we'll have you on, and we'll give your campaign a launch.
Excellent. Well, you take care, Jay. It's great having you back. I'm glad you're doing well. Congratulations on the weight loss, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Becky. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm not the only one here who is agitated by the lack of snow removal. At least there's one other person out there. 303-713-7600. I got four open lines if anybody wants to comment on that. Or if you want to call up and go homeboy on me and say, hey, I'm from here. And what do you know? You're from the outside, and it's always been this way, and I think they do a pretty good job, because I had somebody from here say that to me. And I said, you know, listen, I can understand not having the equipment to remove the snow. I get that, but allowing people to park like wherever they want to park, and then not doing anything about it, and then not getting around and plowing into some neighborhoods weeks later, how does that work? And I guess you feel okay if the area you live in gets plowed, but what happens if the area you don't live in doesn't get plowed? And going down some of these streets is like, my God, what's going on here? I mean, like in front of my house, there's a rut, a permanent rut. I guess it'll be there until March, June. Anyway, I don't know. There's that, and there's also Iraq. You can talk about both if you want. Here's JJ on I-70. JJ, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jace.
Hi.
Welcome back to you.
Thank you.
Best of luck in your recovery and all.
Thanks.
And I live up in Greeley, too, so I'm more in town just south of the college. But I had them plow my driveway closed twice after I shoveled out to the street.
I had the same thing happen. I couldn't get my car out of my driveway.
Yeah, they came through and they left about a 3-4 foot, you know, row of snow that they plowed, real pretty triangular shape, just blocked my driveway right back up.
Oh, man, what a bummer.
I feel her pain up there in Greeley, and that's for sure. The shovel doesn't cut into that stuff after they plow that ice up. It's a mess. I was calling to touch base with you last week on Overman. I know you was getting plenty of tube time. What do you think about that thing going on with Raytheon and that anti-RPG system the Israelis have made? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, that's about the fourth time he's covered that, Lisa Myers, and that he's covered that story with the Israeli company and where the U.S. Army put a halt to that. So they could side with Raytheon. I think there should be a congressional investigation into that. I think that there needs to be a congressional investigation into all of our dealings in Iraq, and there needs to be a congressional investigation into how our money has been spent, because we have not gotten what we deserve as taxpayers.
I agree completely, and I'm a vet. I spoke with you before about the GI Bill deal. I spoke with you on that.
Right.
Trying to get my money back on that. But anyhow, as being a veteran, I can't even find the words. Disgusted is an understatement to think that there's a system that could be saving lives and they're putting it on hold for corporate interest.
It's disgusting, but there's a wide pattern of that going on in military spending, and somebody's got to stand up and crack down on it, and hopefully, John Murtha will be the man to do it.
Yeah, I got Iraq for sale for a Christmas present, and the waste that's going on over there is just unspeakable.
Oh, that movie is heartbreaking.
Oh, it's horrible. But for me to see that, and then the last one, I believe it was Thursday night show, Lisa Myers reporting, and they said that the Army's own guys have said that it's ready to be in the field.
Right.
And it's just treason. It's treasonous. And for people to be dying over there, God, my heart goes out to all of them. I was in the first Gulf War, and it was nothing what these guys are facing. I mean, that was a war where we were fighting a uniformed opponent, and I just feel for those guys.
Well, that whole thing with that Israeli company and the whole scandal with Raytheon and the RPG and all of that has to be looked into. It just, something has to be done. It's criminal.
The initial excuse that it wasn't able to reload itself.
Right.
I could kind of understand if that was the truth, but then you've got the guy standing there, the manufacturer, saying, "Well, here's an automatic reloader right here." Well, they say you don't have one. He just shrugged his shoulders and said, "Well, here's one right here." It's just, God, I that's treasonous. I hope somebody goes to prison for it. I really do that.
Well, I think it's about time. Some people did some time in the Crossbar Hotel for the way the taxpayers have been swindled over the seal. JJ, stay safe, man.
Yep. Take care, Jay. Good luck with your recovery.
You got it. All right, we're talking about a combination of stuff, snow and ice, and also Iraq. 6:32, it's 20 minutes in front of 7. 303-713-7600 on this Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we got two lines open. And let's take a look at traffic now with Gina Michaels, in which I almost lost control of my car on 25 this morning.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of problems on southbound I-25. It's been a real mess. So.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent snow removal on the part of the state and the city. Thank you. Salt, put something on those roads to get rid of that ice. Go ahead, I dare you. Maybe I'll drive up and down it tomorrow morning with a sack of ice from the Home Depot.
Were you in your sports car or your four-wheel?
I was in my four-wheel. I wouldn't take my high-end sports car out in this weather. My high-end sports car is sitting in the garage with a battery maintainer hooked to it.
All right. Okay. Well, it is a mess on southbound 25. We've had a lot of problems this morning on that stretch from really downtown all the way to the tech center. But right now, we got a couple up further north, one at 120th and 104th. Several problems just south of the Boulder Turnpike, and a couple still working near the Downing Street Bridge and University. You also want to watch out eastbound I-76 at Sheridan, westbound 270 at Vasquez. Looks like the Turnpike's going to be messed up just west of Sheridan. It's going to be for your westbound lanes. Weather today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on Fox. AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live, courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
Your lean, mean, progressive machine. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 18 under mostly sunny skies. And we've got kind of two things going here. We're talking about snow removal, but also about Iraq. And I throw Iraq out there because I know it's important, and I know that other hosts have talked about it, and I'm not sure what to say about it. Only in the sense that I'm just disgusted. I'm disgusted by the president's comments. I'm disgusted by the plan. I'm disgusted by all of it. And this thing that he floated on Saturday. Well, don't object to my plans and then have none of your own. That's just shameful. And I would suggest that George W. Bush pick up a newspaper occasionally and read. There are tons of plans out there about how to get out, including the Iraq study group, which he basically ignored most of them. And then we're talking about the lack of snow removal, which went on mostly while I was on recovery here. 303-713-7600, two lines open. So use them or lose them here on this Monday morning, Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Let's go to Charles in Lone Tree. Charles, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Hi. And congratulations on your successful surgery.
Thanks.
On the snow removal, I actually have a few things. One of them is most of the snow problems that we're having right now on the side streets, particularly from that first storm that we had, where we were just overwhelmed and nobody had any kind of equipment to get in there and remove the stuff. And when I hear people complain about the snow removal, which they have been since then, I say, well, would you support the extra taxes for city and state to buy equipment that's just going to sit around idle for most of the time? And the response is obviously no.
Well, but many of my complaints have nothing to do with buying equipment. Here, let me give you one. Here's a good one. How about this? There are in every city in America what they call vital thoroughfares. Many cities that have heavy winter weather dub them snow routes. They post signs. The signs say you can't park there in the wintertime. Yeah, it's a pain in the rear. People complain about it. Oh, I don't want to park there. But the fact is they do it for a reason. They do it because when snow gets heavy and things get clogged, people who need to drive up those vital thoroughfares don't have to play hopscotch and run an obstacle course. People here park on those vital thoroughfares because there's no law that says that you can't.
And they should be towed.
Well, and they weren't. I mean, that's one thing. How much taxpayer money? As a matter of fact, that would earn the city revenue.
No, there, I agree with you. But for the most part, it's people are complaining about not enough plows and that sort of thing. The second thing on the snow removal is I'm from Oklahoma and Texas primarily, and you know, with all the ice storms have just moved through there, that's what we really learned to drive in. The people out here in Colorado and places farther west where you get that light fluffy stuff that never adheres to the street and all that, people don't know how to drive in the ice. I mean, that's just, you know, it's just that simple.
Well, driving on the ice is very, very tough. I've lived in those towns too in Texas in the Panhandle where they get those ice storms. You know, there's another thing you're not pointing out, that during the first blizzard, as far as equipment goes, only 70% of it was working. You're going into winter. Why is only 70% working?
And that's a question that needs to be answered. And when the second storm hit, they were much better prepared for it.
But they still had residue left over from the first one because they hadn't dealt properly with the first one.
Right, and by then it was too late because the first one was just big chunks of ice. Which brings up the third point with those big chunks of ice. I mean, it's something that we keep throwing back to the Republicans as liberals every time they complain about something. It's just, you know, you've been complaining and complaining and complaining. What did you do about it? Now, personally, I went out in my neighborhood and a couple of us from the neighborhood got out there with some ice chippers, and we got out and we smacked down the ice in the neighborhood, so the next time that we did have a storm and the plows could come through, they weren't just plowing over the top of the ice and leaving the ruts. They were actually plowing down to the pavement, and our area actually looks pretty good.
Well,
so we actually did something about it.
You know, the thing I throw out to neocons is not what did you do about it, but what plans did you have, and did you carry them out, and were the plans realistic or beyond expectations? And I think that people pay their tax money and that they expect certain things to happen, and certain things didn't happen. And Mayor Hickenlooper's response was to talk happy about the storms and offer hot chocolate in the park and, you know, snowboarding and all of that kind of stuff. But I think that the critical question has to be answered as to why there are not certain rules put into effect about vital thoroughfares. Why people can just feel comfortable enough that they'll park their car anywhere and abandon it, or walk off, or park it and leave it. There are still some cars that are still buried from the first storm, and also the idea that 70% of that equipment wasn't working, and why wasn't 70% of the equipment working? I don't know, you know, and here's the other thing, too. I've lived in cities where, you know what, how many of your neighbors didn't clean their sidewalks?
In my neighborhood, we actually got out, and there were six of us, and we got out there and cleaned all of our sidewalks.
Well, you know what? I know of neighborhoods in this town, including my own, where my own sidewalk is clean, but I know of neighborhoods in this town where there are sidewalks that are not clean, and I have lived in snow areas before, and if you don't clean your sidewalks, you get fined.
Right.
Why not? What about that idea?
And those things have, you know, those things absolutely need to be addressed, but we don't need to stop there. Is kind of what I'm getting at. You know, there's personal initiative that people can take to go out there and address these once in a decade kind of things on their own.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but the things I brought up I don't think those should be once in a decade type things. I think those should be something that happens every winter, just in case we run into any kind of problem. And by the way, speaking of paying for snow removal, how much do you think we pay for street cleaning?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, all right. Do you think that's worth it?
Yeah.
I don't. I don't think it is. I don't see any. I see street cleaning going down my block. I don't see any change.
You would if they didn't do it on a regular basis.
No, I wonder about that, or I wonder if it should be up to the people who live there to maintain the sides of the streets. Hey, Charles, thanks, man. Have a good day and stay warm.
Happy trails.
Okay, we'll see you. 6:44. It's 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here with Jay Marvin. Back on this first day. Trying to hang in here. Thank you to everybody who sent me email. I certainly do appreciate it. I read every one of them. Some of them I tried to answer, and some of them I just couldn't get to. Thank you to my doctor, Dr. Snyder, who did a wonderful job, and all the people connected with him. 6:44, 16 away from 7. I am us, or you can check us out. We stream online and get podcasts at am760.net. Coming up next hour, a sad statistic on Martin Luther King's birthday. And we'll deal with that next hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina. Traffic's messy. Be careful.
Regency Days are on now at Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder. See their great sale prices on all Regency fireplace products. And for a limited time, with the purchase of a Regency wood or gas stove, insert or fireplace, save $300. Sale ends February 19th, so hurry in today. Remember, that's Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder at 2840 28th Street or call 303-442-7980. Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 303-442-7980.
Up lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Sheridan. Eastbound I-76 also affected at Sheridan. Weather outlook today, going to be sunny but very chilly. Only a high of 19 right now. Partly cloudy, 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. They sell them for less. Every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Cursing at your cursor. Played by villainous viruses? Then let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides friendly, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support. By phone or in person, hardware or software, no task is too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality in early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
Job and go on the road with them. I mean, these animals are absolutely out of sight. They're funny, too. So if you've got kids, this is really something worth going to. And as usual, Rocky's Autos connects with the community by offering free tickets to local charities for Tuesday's show. So if you're with a local charity, call Rocky's Autos at 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. And while you're out at the National Western Stock Show, make sure to stop by Rocky's Autos booth in the Hall of Fame, Hall of Education, rather, for free hats, pictures, autographs from Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. They'll be there. Tickets are available at King Supers. Rocky's is also continuing their popular matching down program. Bring in any cash amount up to $1,500, and Rocky's will match it for you. They'll give you $3,000 down to put down on your next clean late model car, truck, van, or SUV. My buddies at Rocky's Autos, the Superdogs, are going on now. And if you're with a charity or with a local community organization, give Rocky's a call for free tickets. 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Rocky's Autos, 30th and Federal.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah! let's sing the blues. Then let's get into the booze. 6:49, 49 minutes away from 7 o'clock. This makes me always want to hear a little old T-Bone Walker. Don't you love the blues? I used to go to those blues clubs in Chicago. It was a chance for white kids to go and feel oppressed and be like black people. That's what it was. But I loved music anyway. Oh, Lord. Highway 18. Thank you, BB.
The call is stormy Monday.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about Iraq and also about snow removal. I got a couple lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little sore and a little unsteady, but I'm not, you know, bad.
Good. Well, 40 pounds is good.
Yeah. It feels weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, it does.
And how far do you anticipate going?
Oh, I'm going to go down to 225. I'm going to lose.
Is that 100 pounds?
About 125.
God, that's wild. That's wild. Well, congratulations. It's good to hear you. The only thing I want to say about the snow removal, and I'm actually, although my mailing address is telling John is Broomfield, I live in the north edge of Westminster. And this is, Westminster is a city that really, in my opinion, takes care of the business of taking care of its residents very, very well. And yet, I'm in a subdivision that we're sort of in the center, and I live on a street that if you're on the street, it's because you're here to see somebody. We don't lead anywhere else. And we finally got really scraped down before this second storm, or this fourth storm, I should say, came in. And truthfully, Jay, it doesn't bother me. I do have a four-wheel drive vehicle. My husband has one also. We were able to get in and out. The concern for me is the price of being appropriately ready is very, very high. And this hasn't happened. This type of weather hasn't happened before, in the 11 years we've been here. This is the first time. So do I want my money, my taxpayer dollars, going to this constant state of readiness for something that happens so infrequently? And my answer to that is no, I really don't.
Well, I've been on the other side of that. I mean, I lived in communities where there was extreme readiness for a heavy winter,
mm-hmm.
and nothing panned out.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of what I'm talking about, and a lot of it has to do here with the city of Denver, a lot of what I'm talking about, though, wouldn't necessarily require a lot of spending on the part of the taxpayers. I mean, parking rules do not require a lot of spending on the part of the taxpayers. Being able to ask the mayor, who has this perpetual, and I have nothing against him, I like him, but he has this kind of perpetual halo about him, about why 70% of the equipment wasn't operating, and what was the story there, and what is the city's readiness, and what is the city's capacity. I don't think that those kinds of things, and also, the thing about your sidewalk, I don't think that those kinds of things are...
What's
going to, is going to overly burden the taxpayers.
I think what I'm saying is, and I agree with you, and I don't live in Denver. I work in Denver, and I've had to drive in and out of Denver, and I don't have good answers for those things. My whole thing is, I think for full proper enforcement of all of the rules and the cleanup, it's going to cost a large amount of money. I lived in a city in way upstate New York. Potsdam, New York, it's just a stone's throw from the Canadian border. And I'll tell you, we had snow from October to May, and it never went away. It just stayed, and it built. And truth, they didn't plow up there. You drove on it. You drove on it. You walked on it. People, that's how they lived. And I guess that's why this doesn't faze me that much. My husband went out after the first storm. My husband's 60 years old. Shoveling, he's this. Thank God he's in good shape. I would have rather he left the sidewalk with snow than run the risk of keeling over from a heart attack. We lost, 7 people died of heart attacks during this storm? You know,
But what's the answer there? You're not going to have people clean off their sidewalks. That's number one. And then number two, you know, when you talk about the city here, towing people's cars who park in the wrong area, most people would tell you towing is usually utilized as a revenue gatherer.
Yeah, and they didn't charge them.
Oh, no, I would charge them. You'd have to pay a fine.
Well,
and you'd have to pay money every day your car sits in the pound.
Well, I don't know if they charged them. I was under the impression that they towed them to get them out of the way.
Oh, not this last time they probably didn't charge them, but I would have snow routes in the city,
mm-hmm.
vital areas in the city, and if you park there when there is a note, when you're not supposed to park there because it is a snow route, and you get towed, then you know what? You get charged.
Well, let me just say this to you. Our neighbor got caught in that mess on 36 during that first storm. And 36 evidently became impassable. I wasn't there, so I'm just going to say what my husband told me. And our neighbor's a pretty hardy guy, and he finally gave up. He was right near that intersection of Sheridan and 36.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about, like, 36. I'm talking about parking on, say...
No, I understand what you're saying,
but... Like on Colfax or something.
Yeah, but he left his car there. He wouldn't go anywhere, and he walked home. And Gil and he went over there the next day and dug him out and got him out of there. I mean, I think just stuff happens to people.
Yeah, but that's not the same as having a designated quadrants of the city where you know there's going to be a lot of traffic, where you know that traffic's going to be crowded, where you know there's going to be problems getting through. So you say to people, hey, you can't park your car there because we need all the room we can get, mm-hmm. and we need all the room to get through there. And what ends up happening is people just park their cars there because there are no rules and regulations. We should have snow. We should have snow months where you can't park in certain areas if there's a certain inches of snow falls.
Well, and I was under the impression that there were very specific snow routes in Denver.
No.
So I've seen the signs.
Well, apparently they don't enforce it.
Maybe you're right.
Because I saw cars parked all over the place, and some of them parked cattywampus.
Yeah. Well, maybe they weren't parked. Maybe they just couldn't get out.
Well,
maybe it's just a matter of this is as far as I can get. This
maybe they lost. Well, but you know what, though? That's part of, like, you get stuck in that situation. And, I mean, that's part of living in the city.
But here's a thought for you also, Jay, to be very honest with you. I saw people I work with, people I know, with vehicles that were really not built to work in this kind of weather. And they're off driving. And they're laughing about the fact that they're spinning or they're this. I'm thinking to myself, just stay home. Why are you, A, taking yourself out in this? B, why are you taking the risk of screwing somebody else up with it?
Got to get to work.
Not where I work. They're understanding.
Well, then they're foolish.
You know, I think so.
But let me ask you this moral dilemma, okay, and then I got to go. But let me ask you this. All right, so would you give somebody a ticket for being foolish?
I don't know. If that's the case, then George Bush has got more tickets than anybody I know.
I was just going to say, he's got more probable warrants for parking tickets than most people that we know. But in fact, is you know, you're right. I mean, if it snows like that and people don't have to be out, hey.
Don't go out.
Do the rest of us a favor and stay home.
Stay the heck home.
But what are you going to do about those people who don't listen?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess that is maybe the question for the century. Well, I don't know what you do with them.
Well, I don't know that you have any alternative. Pat, good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you, too, and I'm glad you're back.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up next, it's Martin Luther King's Jr.'s birthday, and I have some really disappointing statistics, and I'm going to mull it over with you. And if you're up for the challenge, you can get on the line at 303-713-7600, and we'll talk about it. Jay Marvin back. And thank you to everybody who sent me emails. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much. More coming up.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help.
one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The sun is coming out in parts of Middle America, but as CBS's Kelly Cobiella tells us, it's going to be a long time before things are back to normal in places like Norman, Oklahoma.
For three straight days, it has been nothing but ice, ice, and more ice. The massive winter storm is making the center of the country feel more like Siberia. The ice is so heavy, it split trees like wishbones. Nearly everyone here has lost power.
Storm is blamed for at least 21 deaths. It was another night of sub-freezing temperatures in parts of Central and Southern California. Dave Krantz with the California Farm Bureau Federation expects a devastating impact on crops.
Certainly there have been losses, and certainly there won't be as much fruit to pick as there had been 3 days ago, but just how much of it has been lost is still a little early to say.
In Iraq, a government tape of today's double hanging clearly shows that one of Saddam Hussein's co-defendants, his half-brother Barzan al-Tikriti, had his head severed by the hangman's noose. The top American commander in Iraq, General George Casey, says additional U.S. troops may not make a difference right off the bat.
General Casey said he's optimistic the president's plan will work because of a stronger commitment by Iraqi leaders and better organization on their part. Still, he admitted it will take time, possibly months, before any significant improvement is seen in the security situation here, and there's no guarantee of success. There are still difficulties, he said, with Iraqi security forces, and they will be key to this effort. Tammy McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
Here at home, police say the Kirkwood, Missouri man charged with kidnapping two teenage boys has never been in trouble with the law before now. In fact, arresting officer Gary Wagster and his partner were friendly with Michael Devlin as the manager of a local pizza shop. But the relationship changed when Devlin became a suspect.
As my questions became more specific, his demeanor changed like 180 degrees to where it was so drastic that it threw up red flags for both of us. We had never seen this side of him before.
Devlin allegedly held one boy for 4 days, the other for 4 years. Ceremonies honoring Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. take place around the country today, and the civil rights leader's personal papers will be on display in Atlanta. Live to CBS's Peter King.
He would have turned 78 today.
I have a dream.
And anyone visiting Atlanta's King Museum can see that speech's handwritten manuscript. Martin Luther King III is Grand Marshal for Miami's parade, and the central Florida city of Ocoee, once known as a hotbed for racism, has its first parade. Jerry Gurley, an African-American who moved there a decade ago, remembers one white resident telling him,
"Back before the 1960s, things were wonderful in this town because, quote, everyone knew their place."
He says huge support for the parade is a sign of just how much has changed.
The stock and bond markets are closed for King Day. This is CBS News.
What's the worst thing about buying a used car? Could it be the uncertainty of not knowing what you're really getting? Bingo. Now I have an answer. Honda Certified Used Cars. They're well-maintained, late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then is backed with a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty from the original in-service date and a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited non-powertrain warranty. Did the comfort level just go up in here? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda.
See dealer for limited warranty details.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So, unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
The cold snap gets snapped today, barely.
Sunshine, light winds, high of 20 degrees.
9 News meteorologist Marty Coniglio says we may not see the freezing mark until Thursday, but 20 is a lot warmer than the 11 degrees we saw yesterday, your forecast coming up. So roads remain icy and snowy in spots as temperatures dip below zero.
But we also see the places where the ice slicer has had effect, and you see cars actually traveling on pavement rather than ice.
That's what makes it dangerous. You can go from pavement to snow in a hurry and spin out. No chain laws in effect this morning. Colorado Senator Wayne Allard expected to end speculation today over his political future by announcing if he'll seek a third term to the U.S. Senate. Republicans have been pressing Allard to defend his seat. The party will be tied up defending the White House in 08. Holding a seat in Colorado could be more difficult if Allard leaves it vacant. Two Colorado lawmakers say they'll sponsor legislation to end the exemption to the state's smoking ban that casinos currently enjoy. Denver Democratic Representative Ken Gordon say they'll craft a bill to end the exemption the mountain casinos have had since the statewide smoking ban went into effect in July. A spokesman for the state's casino industry says it's unclear what effect banning smoking will have on casino business. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, it's a very messy drive. Multiple collisions across the metro area, so really expect a slow ride getting into work or your destination. Southbound 25 still seeing cleanup and delays at 120th, 104th, Downing Street Bridge, University. Northbound 25, we had a jam at 128th, another one near Santa Fe, and down south at C-470. I-70 joined the pack with crashes at Tower, Colfax, Federal. We have a multi-car northbound 225 at Parker, so obviously it's a very treacherous drive. Take it easy. Weather today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. They sell them for less. Every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Office Max, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin back. Thank you to everybody who filled in for me. Really appreciate it. Thank you to all the emails and cards. And I came today to work this morning and found a whole stack of mail. Thanks to everybody who thought enough to say hello and wish me a happy holiday. I'm back and I'm 40 pounds lighter and still working on it. And it's mostly sunny today and a high of 18. Low tonight should be around 3. Hello, John M.
How are you, sir? You're looking good.
Well, I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good. I haven't worn out yet, and we've already made it through the first hour. Today is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. I think all of us, at least. Well, you know, so you got to be careful about this. This is where your age begins to catch up. Okay, I hate to bring this up, but this is really true. And I always use John Turk, the producer of the show, as kind of a gauge on this. John, you were not alive when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated.
No, I was not. I was born in 74.
Okay, and you're how old?
I am 32.
All right, now Em and I are both old geezers, and I was alive when he was assassinated. So were you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was in ninth grade when JFK was assassinated. You know, I remember that one.
I remember that one, but I wasn't in ninth grade.
Yeah.
So where everybody can always remember, where were you when JFK was assassinated?
I was in the student union at the University of Miami.
Okay, I was at home. What about when Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated? Where were you there?
When Martin Luther King was assassinated, I was at the University of
Miami. I was in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Remember how shocked we were?
Oh, it was just, you know, it was just staggering. We had John Kennedy and then Martin Luther King and then Bobby Kennedy, and it was like, what is going on with this country? I lost faith in the political institutions, I think.
You think that's what did it? You think that was a tipping point in those days in the 60s of just losing faith?
Yeah, it was like any good politician or good leader, you know, wham, they get murdered. That's when I turned into a cynic.
Is that when you turned into a cynic?
I remember.
What are you saying? That LBJ had nothing to do with it?
I remember. You know, here I was 14 years old. I come home from school. My father comes home from work. And the first thing I said to him, JFK assassination, I said, who did it?
Is that what you said?
And he said, who had the most to gain? And I said, LBJ.
We've never been able to figure out who did that.
No.
And, you know, here we go. Conspiracy theories. God, I don't want to go to the man on the grassy knoll with a gun.
And then, of course, with Martin Luther King, there was the conspiracy.
Well, James Earl Ray, towards the end of his life, claimed he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And we never found out about that either. You think Martin Luther King's dream has been fulfilled? I think parts of it have, but I think a lot of it hasn't.
Yeah, it's been a long, slow road.
In other words, how can you on one hand say that it hasn't been fulfilled when we're looking at possibly Barack Obama as the 2008 Democratic presidential candidate, at least that's who I'm backing.
Which would have been incomprehensible back
then.
68.
Yeah, never would have happened. But then you have disgusting statistics like this one this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Colorado black youths at higher risk of jail. A study released today has found that black youths in Colorado are much more likely to be incarcerated in juvenile detention facilities than the U.S. average for black youths. The report by the Oakland, California-based National Council on Crime and Delinquency found that 1,150 of every 100,000 black youths in Colorado were placed in detention facilities in 2003. The national average was 754 per 100,000. The figure compares with juvenile incarceration rates in Colorado of 268 per 100,000 for whites, 396 per 100,000 for Latinos, and 646 for American Indians. That's sad.
That is really sad.
Now, I have no idea what's going on in conjunction with this, and I have no idea why this is happening, unless the following things. Black youths are detained 4.5 times the rate of white youths.
Yeah.
Would that have something to do with it? I think it might.
You know, there's DWB, driving while black.
Yeah, and then the representation you get afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is not the same that a white would get a lot of the times. Black youths are more likely than their white counterparts to be charged and sentenced to custody, even when referred for the same offense.
That's staggering.
Which is not living up to Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream.
No, not at all.
In 2004, the majority of juvenile arrests involved whites. In 2004, black youths were disproportionately arrested 26 of 29 offense categories documented by the FBI. So, crime patterns, do those have to do with it, or is this simply a case of color?
And perception by the police
officers. Perception by the police officers and color?
Yeah.
You get scared when you see a black man walking down the street at night? I don't. Do you?
No.
I bet you a lot of people who do, though.
Didn't Jesse Jackson say one time that he heard footsteps behind him? He was walking down the dark street, and he was relieved to see it was a couple of white guys?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he did make that comment. So, how much racism is out there now? See, that's a very, very, this is a very, very hard topic to get into at 7:13, 13 minutes after 7. Here's one of the reasons why it's hard to get into. The majority of the people who listen to this radio station are white.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't experienced
it. And don't know. And haven't gone through it and haven't experienced it.
You know, back when I was a hippie, we kind of experienced a little bit. Just a little bit of what black people went through. You know, those of us that had long hair and We're obviously different from the mainstream, and all the police officers were...
I think anybody who's different from the mainstream experiences that kind of social pressure, but and to some degrees in the 60s you suffered legal pressure, but not legal pressure to the extent that we're seeing here reflected in this article in the Rocky Mountain News.
But there was still that feeling. You looked at a cop and you got a little bit nervous. And I think a lot of black people have that feeling. When they see a white cop, they think, what's he gonna pull me over for? What's he gonna hassle me for? Especially in the South.
Think it's in the South, or do you think it's all over the United States? I think it's everywhere.
All over the United States, but certain areas of the South are the worst. I remember fearing for my life at a gas station late one night in outside of Tallahassee, Florida, you know, up in the Florida Panhandle.
Well, Tallahassee's a scary place.
Especially back in the late 60s when you were long hair.
It's a scary place now, man. I don't know if I want to be caught outside a gas station in Tallahassee, you know, as a 54-year-old white male.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking to myself, these two young rednecks in a pickup truck were next to my buddy and I. We were going to New Orleans, and they're making comments about us, you know, sissies, you know, long-haired sissy pansies. Maybe we ought to take them out in the woods. And I'm thinking, this is where Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper got killed.
Easy Rider. Yeah. All right. So we agree that his dream has not been fulfilled.
No.
But in some areas it has been. I mean, if we can think about having a black presidential candidate, although, you know, the times I've brought it up here, I have had people call up here. John Turk is my witness. I have had people call up here and say, no, he shouldn't run because he's black.
Why?
Because he can't win because he's black.
America's not ready for a black president is what the excuse always is.
Well, they've been saying that they just said that about Kennedy. The country wasn't ready for a Catholic president back in 1960.
All right, do you also buy the argument that most of us are racist in one way or another? We just don't know it?
You know, I think there is a slight...
You think there's truth to that?
I think there is some truth to that, having grown up in white society, and at least those of us who grew up in the suburbs, as I did in Miami, I had very little exposure to black people. My high school was one of these upper-middle-class Reader's Digest Republican high schools where everybody went on to, you know, it was almost like a prep school. It was a public school, but it was almost like a prep school. And out of a student body of 1,500, I think we had four blacks.
All right, how about this test? There's two buses. There's one seat left on each bus. One bus is all African Americans, the other bus is all whites. Which bus do you get on?
The all white.
John?
Probably the all white.
Anybody else want to answer that question at 303-713-7600?
I'm not proud of saying that.
Two buses? I would get on the all-black bus.
Just to prove that you weren't a racist?
No. Because I always run contrary to whatever the rest of the public does. it's just my personality.
Marching to the beat of a just different drummer.
But anybody else want to answer that question? I mean, is that a sign of racism, do you think?
Yeah.
Or is that a sign of wanting to be with somebody who's like, you're more comfortable with somebody who's like you?
Yeah. I think it would be more being comfortable, but there is a hint of racism involved in that, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, race is very, 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 from this whole arrest thing, which people should be outraged over, to this whole thing of this question of the buses I'm asking, you see the phones are dead. This is a very, very hard topic to answer. I knew it was going to be a very hard uphill hour to get into, but you know, I feel like we got to, and we have to discuss it. And I find it an interesting dichotomy that on one hand, a lot of us, a good deal of us, look very favorably on Barack Obama. But if you get into deeper questions about this stuff, we don't come out looking so hot. 303-713-7600, 718, 18 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Which bus would you get on? And your thought about this black Colorado youth crime statistics on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday from AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot of change. It's going to be a very tough ride for you as you make your way out. We have got crashes, literally too many to name, all across the metro area due to the icy conditions and the snowpack. So give yourself plenty of extra time as you make your way toward your destination. At least double travel times right now, especially along I-25 where we've had a lot of crashes southbound extending from Highway 36 all the way into the tech center. Still dealing with a problem at University. We've also had eastbound I-70 approaching Federal. We had a problem as well, a rollover at Tower and a spin-out wreck eastbound I-70 at Colfax. For your Aurora commute, watch out on those northbound lanes. They're going to be jammed up near Parker. That was due to a multi-vehicle crash involving an RTD bus. Weather outlook today, sunny but very cold, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Org. Denver Health. Level 1 care for all.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Fox Monday at 7. Television's most talked about drunk is back. 24.
There's a reason you're here now, Jack.
I'll do my best, sir. Best-selling author Stephen King raves, the new season of 24 is so good, it's scary.
Everyone back!
It has more thrills in the first 4 hours than most series pack into an entire season.
I will not work with my enemies.
You're working with one now.
Tonight, the season premiere continues with two more electrifying hours.
We've proven we can strike a few anytime, anywhere.
An ending that's absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
The Emmy winner for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Grab the weapon! I'm gonna fire!
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 7 only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Let's go right to Capitol Hill in the cloakroom, right there off the floor. Senator Barack Obama here on the Ed Schultz Show. Senator, great to have you on.
Great to talk to you again, Ed. How you been? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good vacation?
You can't beat sitting on the beach watching your kids splash in the water.
I think some people are following you.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to hit the gym a little bit harder.
Get our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Good morning, 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. High today, 18, mostly sunny skies. Low tonight of around 3. Jay Marvin back. And thanks for all the great email and all the cards and letters. And we're talking about race relations on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and the article in the paper about Colorado black youths are at a higher risk of jail. Black youths are detained 4.5 times the rate of white youths. Black youths are more likely than their white counterparts to be charged with sentencing to custody, even when referred for the same offense. And the idea that there are more black youths in Colorado are much more likely to be incarcerated in juvenile detention facilities than the U.S. average for black youths, and the fact that we talk about Martin Luther King's dream and whether it is fulfilled or not. And on one hand, we have a man prepared to run, possibly, for the presidency of the United States, Barack Obama. And then, on the other hand, we have these other things going on. Plus, I asked a question, too, about which bus would you get in if there was a bus with all black people, one seat left, and all white people, one seat left. Which bus would you get on? Let's go to Ryan in Denver. Ryan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, first things first, I want to welcome you back to the radio. It's been a long 2 weeks without you.
Thanks.
Followed up by, I do believe Martin King Jr.'s dream has been met in some regards. Like you said, I'm 100% in agreement with you about we wouldn't consider Barack Obama a presidential candidate if something along his dream hadn't been recognized.
Right.
And we also take a look at the statistics that you brought up about how black youths are four times more likely to be incarcerated versus their white counterparts. And I think it's in look at the police brutality and whatnot that's been occurring, not just in like cities like New York, but here in L.A., even out in like Idaho. You know, so you got to take a look at stuff like that also.
So on one hand we have made gains, but on the other hand we have a long, long way to go.
Agreed.
If there was a bus with 10 seats, and then there were 9 black people on one bus, and a bus with 10 seats, and there were 9 white people on the other, and there was a seat open on the black or the white bus, which bus would you get on?
Me myself, I would probably get on the black bus because I, being a mid-20s Jewish male, I grew up with trying to culture myself very much so, try not to stick to one type of ordinary, and I'd get on the black bus.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. Ryan, thank you for your honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Al on I-76. Al, hi, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I would get on the black bus. I'm a year younger than John M. So I experienced firsthand at Lake Junior High and at North High all the violence that happened. And it was the engine. What I don't think King's vision has been fulfilled. The one thing that I think of when I think about this is that the age of innocence stopped in 1968.
Yeah, we certainly have no belief in nonviolence. That's a part I left out when talking to John M. about that and John Turk. We definitely in this country do not believe, and the world definitely does not believe in nonviolence. That's true.
That it really is. I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. Our family was the only Catholic family in blocks and blocks and blocks. And my mother raised us to be colorblind. So, you know, I had a good friend at North that was a black. I had good friends at North that were Hispanic. That part of the dream has been realized. But that's it.
Yeah, and diversity and acceptance of all, too, has suffered some pretty major setbacks, I think, as of late. For instance, the characterizing of all the stigmatization of all brown people as being here illegally, or that they must have some roots in some kind of illegal movement to get here, and the idea that all Arabs or Muslims are terrorists. I don't think Martin Luther King Jr., if he were alive today, I don't think he would endorse those ideas at all.
No, not at all. I mean, it's like the Virginia congressman who had the audacity to say, stand up, we're going to have a man sworn in on the Koran. You know what? If I were that man, if I were to be elected into Congress, I wouldn't use either. I'd use the Constitution.
Well, look, first of all, you're not sworn in on anything. That's number one. They're all sworn in together. In a private ceremony, he chose to use the Quran. I would use that as a sign of diversity, religious freedom, and something for other countries to look up to the United States for, not something as a nationalistic outrage like some of these people on the right, like Congressman Goode and some talk show hosts here who went on and on about for days over that crap.
That's where the First Amendment shines through.
Yeah, and that's where it shines kind of a tarnished shine on Martin Luther King Jr. because his idea of men and women walking together as brothers and sisters hasn't exactly panned out. It's just the spotlight of difficulty has shifted somewhat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Al. Thanks, man. Good call.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600 if you want to jump in on this and take the little quiz there about the buses, and also chime in about these crime statistics when it comes to black youth in Colorado, and the idea about Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream being alive or dead or partially fulfilled. And I kind of agree with Al that I think it, you know, I think parts of it have been fulfilled, and African Americans have gained acceptance and have gained in some degree of upward mobility economically. But we have also turned the spotlight away from them to a certain degree and on to other groups of people in this country, being Hispanics and also Muslims. 303-713-7600, two lines open. 7:30, let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, it's a pretty horrible drive. We have crashes all over the city due to the slick driving conditions. So you're going to find stop-and-go traffic still in many areas. As a result, active collisions bogging down eastbound I-70 at Federal, Tower, and Brighton. Northbound 25 has the fast lane blocked, traffic stacking up Lincoln to Alameda. And the southbound lanes are even worse, traffic jam there from an RTD bus crash near Colorado. Weather today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Tonight, clear skies, continued cold with temperatures below freezing. Right now, partly cloudy, too. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on Fox.
At Fantastic Sands, you can get a fantastic haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 50 Front Range Fantastic Sands locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sands today.
Has your network become a monster? Is IT support not in your job description? Then let Computer Superheroes fight your IT battles for you. Computer Superheroes provides prompt and reasonably priced computer service and support. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250. Or go to computersuperheroes.com.
Cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Your man in the morning is back. J. Marvin.
Come and see how good I look.
Hey, Jay. Welcome back to AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And it's good to be back. 7:34, 34 minutes past the hour.
Got to get back.
Brother James, gone but not forgotten. Brother Martin, gone but not forgotten. Mostly sunny, high today, 18. Low tonight, about 3. 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. IM us at AM 760 Progressive Talk, or listen simulcast. Or, you know what? Not simulcast, we're streaming there, but also you can also get podcasts there as well. We're talking about Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. We're talking about these black crime statistics for black youth that are in the Rocky Mountain News today, which are not too good. As a matter of fact, they're kind of sad. As a matter of fact, they are sad. And then the idea about Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream. And, you know, if you boil things down, and this is really, really, really the age-old question, and I've asked it before, I've asked it a million times. I'm sure you've asked it of yourself, I'm sure you've asked it of others. Why people of differing nationalities, of differing creeds and colors, just can't get along? And it sounds like such a moronic question. But you didn't come into the world not liking African Americans, or not liking Jews, or maybe not liking white people, or Hispanics, or Muslims. Somewhere, something, somebody put that in your head. So at what point do you reach it where you go, you know, that information's incorrect? And on one hand, we're sitting in this country with an astronomical jailing record here in the state of Colorado for black youth. But we're also sitting in a country that's looking at somebody like Barack Obama as a possible presidential candidate. Let's go to Danny in Denver. Danny, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Good to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, well, I was going to take your challenge on the bus issue and then, you know, talk about the...
All right. You got a bus. It's got 10 seats in each. There's 9 seats of white people, 1 vacant seat, and there's 9 seats of black people and 1 vacant seat. And which bus
right.
do you get on?
Right. I'd probably get on the black bus being a, you know, black man, but, you know, because some of my homies probably would be there, unless, like I was telling the gentleman on the phone, unless, you know, I had a right with Fran on the other side. I think the better question, though, would be, you know, if you had to sit on that black bus and that was the only seat and you were white or vice versa, how comfortable would you be? You know, I've been in situations, you know, coming from, you know, my hometown where in school, at parties, wherever, you know, I was, you know, probably one or two of the only black people in, you know, a sea of white people. And so I'm fairly comfortable with that. I think the better question is, how comfortable are you being around other people not of your, you know, ethnicity?
First time I ever really was in that situation was in Chicago in 1980, I think I want to say 3, and that was at this place called Edith's next to Sox Park, and Hound Dog Taylor used to perform there, and I went to see Hound Dog Taylor, and it was just me and one other white guy. We were the only white guys in the whole room.
Right.
And, I was a little uncomfortable in the beginning. But then the more I did it, the more I would go to the South Side, and particularly go to places like Teresa's Underground and the Checkerboard and places like that, it didn't bother me. And then one Christmas, Mary and I went to Junior Wells' house for Christmas, and we were the only white people there, I think. Right. I think there might have been two other white people there, and it was mostly African Americans, and we weren't uncomfortable at all.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the key. You know, how often do you surround yourself with people other than your, you know, your own, you know, ethnicity? And me personally, I've had to do it all my life. And, you know, I just crossed over the big 5-0 threshold. Well, I didn't cross over. I hit it recently. So, you know, I've had 50 years of dealing with that, and I'm not uncomfortable with that at all in my work environment, you know, when I go out. I mean, just, you know, being black in a, you know, predominantly white town is just something you learn to deal with. And so that would be my question. I know a lot of people don't like, well, don't surround, I don't know about don't like, but don't surround themselves with, you know, other, you know, ethnic individuals.
Well, all right. Well, here's a question. Do you think the majority of us live segregated or integrated lives?
For the most part, segregated, especially when you're talking about going to what you consider personal. Sometimes you have to be in integrated situations because of work or whatever. But when it comes down to you making a choice, I think a lot of times it's segregated. And that's just, you know, my own personal opinion. And so,
yeah, see, I lead a very segregated life. But then again, I have very few friends. Oh, John M's laughing in the background. But I'm being honest. I have very few friends. And I wouldn't care if you were African American,
right.
Hispanic, if you were, you know, Arabic. You know, I don't care. I just don't. I don't avail myself of that many people. Period. So I don't know. I guess that puts me in a weird position,
right,
doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Well, I have a variety of friends. I will say my closest friends are black because I grew up, you know, in a segregated neighborhood.
Do you have any close white friends?
Oh yeah, plenty. Well, some of my closest friends.
Okay. Do you see them socially?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure do. Yeah.
All right. So you have an integrated lifestyle.
It just happens that way. Like I said, I mean, I've stayed in predominantly white towns. I mean, even moving here to Denver, you know, my job, predominantly white. My profession, predominantly white. And I just, you know, I just like people, you know. I can't say I don't have any prejudices. I do, you know, and I love my race.
Sorry, let me ask you something. Do you think you're prejudiced against white people?
Not really. I mean, I have, you know, probably, I would say if I'm prejudiced against white people, it would be generalizing because I know that there are still a lot of racism out there, and I have to be careful with that because I know not all, like yourself, you know, I've listened to you enough to know that you have an open mind. I know there's a lot of white people out there that have an open mind and actually do try to, you know, get to know, you know, black people or other ethnic groups and do have friends that way. So, you know, I have to be careful with that all the time, you know, but I'm sure I have some prejudice, but I don't think all white people are bad, if that's what you're asking me. No. You know, no, I don't have it on that level, not at all, because I have too many close white friends. I mean, one of my closest friends, I mean, he's not living now. I mean, he helped me in my life to get to a place where I am today. And, you know, I mean, this guy here, I mean, he took the time out of his life, you know, to help me, and, you know, he died. You know, it was a big shock to me, but, you know, he was one of my closest friends, and he was white. And so, you know, I don't have any, you know, issues with that. You know, and I've been in those situations, you know, all my life being in a predominantly white environment, and, you know, you just deal with it. But I also wanted to comment on the black youth thing, because I don't want to take all your time up. But my cousin, he's been in the town that I was born in. He's been filming police when they stop African-Americans because he was wondering how come every time a black youth gets stopped, he had no record before he got stopped. But for some reason, in this encounter with the police, he ended up with a record. And most of the time it was one for disorderly conduct, assault of a police officer or something like that. But he didn't have any drugs on him. Didn't have any previous record, and so he couldn't figure that out. And so what he decided to do was start filming the police when they stop African Americans. And you know, I could talk to you about this situation forever, but man, did it blow up into a political you know, quagmire.
Oh yeah, I'm sure, because it makes the you know, the police. And I wouldn't like somebody sitting in here you know, filming me either.
Right.
But unless I'm mistaken, I think any time you have contact with the police, they record it.
Well, some of them do. I'm not sure. You know, but I know they don't like citizens doing it. But I mean, a district attorney lost an election because of it. But you know, the thing is, a lot of black youth come into contact with the police, and sometimes they don't know how to deal with them. And the police are being aggressive, and you know, to some extent, disrespectful. And it may have a black youth say something out of the ordinary. And then they arrest them for that, and then they get a record, you know, and this record sometimes is a felony, you know, for being abusive to a police, you know, maybe, you know, cursing them out, or, you know, maybe they got the tough one.
Well, that's one thing you certainly don't do, man, is you don't talk back to them. You don't hold court in the street.
Yeah, but that's hard to teach a young man that.
Well, you're telling me.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Any comments from Mr. M?
Yeah, you ever see a flawed but fascinating movie? I think it came out in 95 or 96 called White Man's Burden. It wasn't around long. John Travolta and I believe Harry Belafonte. And it was a movie about maybe a parallel universe or something where the black people were in control and the white people were the underclass.
Hmm.
And Travolta is just this poor white guy. And, of course, he winds up getting arrested by the police, who are all black, and, you know, sent to jail by the court system, which is all black. And it was a very interesting look at reverse racism through a different prism.
Yeah. That's one burden most of us who are white will never know.
Yeah. But
privilege extended to you by the color of your skin. Now, you'll get conservatives and neocons and the rest who will call up and say, and they'll whine about reverse racism and, you know, about affirmative action and claim that none of that's true. But I maintain those people haven't lived real lives.
But what's interesting to me is, would the situation, were the roles of white and black reversed, would the situation be a case of the shooting on the other foot?
Now, you know,
blacks would then oppress the whites.
No. Well, I don't know. Because, you know, there's that old Karl Marx statement about the oppressed become the oppressor.
Yeah.
One thing I have noticed, African Americans are more open-minded than whites.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. There have been, and I've always wanted to do this, there have been guys throughout the history of this business, of radio, who have worked in radio and have worked at black radio stations and have been white. And African Americans have either not known it or known it, and when they do know it, they still accept them. And probably the best example of that, the best modern example I can give...
Wolfman Jack.
No.
No?
No, because he paraded as a black man.
Oh, he did pretend.
Oh, for years nobody knew he was white.
Oh, I thought...
No, he's a member of a group, a long line of white men who played rhythm and blues records when there were no quote unquote rhythm and blues stations, and they were white guys who sounded black. There was Wolfman Jack, Bob Smith. There was a guy by the name of Hoss Barnes, the Hoss Man in Nashville. There was John R. Richburg was another guy. There were a bunch of these guys, Jumpin' George Oxford.
But they were
was another
pretending
one.
To be black.
They never said one way or the other. They never said that I'm white. They just never said. And you never saw them.
Yeah.
But Wolfman Jack used to go out on personal appearances and wear black makeup.
Oh, God.
Okay, but
how the, times change.
But the example I can give is, he's dead now.
Yeah.
But, there was a guy for years and years and years and years and years who worked on WGCI in Chicago, who had the number one morning show, well, it'd come in number five maybe, number four, number three, and he was number one with black audiences on the radio in Chicago, and his name was Bob Wall. And he was white, and those people knew he was white, and they didn't care.
Yeah, that's great.
I've always wanted to work black talk radio, and I've always to this day wished that I could speak Spanish, because I would love to work Hispanic talk radio.
That would be fascinating.
I wish I could do it.
Having just been in Miami.
No, I wish I could do it. I wish I could do it. 7:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up. Let's get a look at traffic now with Gina.
Well, not a lot of change in the traffic conditions right now across the metro area. We're still dealing with a lot of crashes in the cleanup stages, including major delays that you're going to get along eastbound I-70 in Aurora. We had that rollover crash at Tower, and then another problem eastbound at Brighton and eastbound at Colfax. So just watch out for that if you're in that area. Right now, no major delays out to DIA. Northbound 25, we had a crash that was blocking the left lane between Lincoln and Alameda, and we're still dealing with delays on that southbound side from the Washington Street Bridge to University. That was due to a series of wrecks we had earlier. Weather outlook today, going to see sunny skies, but very cold, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy and 2. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has 57 trails open, and the season is now in full gear. Don't forget to check out the High Adventure Series clinics and special events like the Jeep Terrain Park Challenge on Saturday, January 27th. Go to arapahoebasin.com for details.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Stay Progressive Talk.
Declare war on the credit card companies. They've abused you long enough. It's time to fight back. Call now for free information that'll arm you with the secrets to fighting back. Their plan is to have us paying high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now for free information that exposes the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573. 1-800-700-0573.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley at warrenvillage.org.
7:51, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The National Western Stock Show is in town, and once again, Rocky's Autos is proud to be involved. One of the big events that's fun for the entire family is the Super Dog Show. That's today and Tuesday night at the Event Center. Now, these Super Dogs are bringing amazing tricks. You probably saw an article about them in the Denver Post yesterday, like aerial stunts, comedy antics, and a whole lot more. These dogs are absolutely amazing, and it's great for the entire family. And as usual, Rocky's Autos connects with our community by offering free tickets to local charities for Tuesday's show. Just call 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. And while you're at the National Western Stock Show, make sure to stop by Rocky's Autos booth in the Hall of Education for free hats, pictures, and autographs from Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. Tickets are available at King Supers. Rockies also is continuing their popular matching down program. Bring in any cash amount up to $1,500, and Rockies will match that for you. They'll give you $3,000 to put down on your next clean late model car, truck, van, or SUV. Rockies Autos. So if you've got a community group that wants to go see the Super Dogs, call them. You got a charity you want to take? 303-426-4646. That's 303-426-4646. Otherwise, get into Rockies for some of the best deals in town. Rockies, the best place to go. 63rd and Federal.
New on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
I won't let go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Own it on DVD and Blu-ray disc January 23rd. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
Sam's Club has everything you need for your next football party. From Tostitos to Little Smokies to furniture taken straight from John Elway's house.
You mean my furniture line?
Yes, they'll be lining up at Sam's Club for party items like Pace Chunky salsa and John Elway's couch.
Not my sofa, my casual living collection.
Well, I can't cancel the movers now.
Yeah? How about I cancel your face?
Sam's Club, when only the greatest party of all time will do. 10% service fee applies to non-member purchases. Elway Furniture available at samsclub.com.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Because I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Good morning, 7:54. It's 54 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 18. We're talking about Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and the statistics about Colorado youth at high risk in jail, at a higher risk of jail, and also relations between African Americans and the rest of, Hispanics, whites. And we're talking about race relations in general. Let's go to Robin in Denver. Robin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope you're feeling well.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm hanging in here.
Wonderful. I just wanted to do some reflection. It seems as though we're talking about an ideal that we really, really thought was going to be cured by the year 2000. And it can't be. It took 200 years to get to this point. It's going to take a while for that entire dream to come to fruition. But I have to say, without a doubt, I've got hope for this whole ideal. If I didn't have hope, then all of those people, my parents included, who marched in that march from Selma to Montgomery, who are probably now in the process of either crossing over or have crossed over, that wonderful experience that they gave to the world would mean nothing. And it meant a lot, especially to those of us who were the children of those people, who grew up with that dream that they shared with Martin Luther King. My mother was a Jewish and my father was American Indian, and I was raised that I had absolutely no right whatsoever to look at somebody's skin and judge them. And I consider myself so extremely lucky that they gave that gift to me.
Well, you know how dumb I am.
How dumb are you?
I thought most of this stuff would be cured by the year 2007. I thought that this problem of race would go away.
No.
I thought that we would never find ourselves again in the kind of situation that we found ourselves in Vietnam and now find ourselves in Iraq. I'm extremely hopeful. I'm extremely, extremely, extremely positive, and I believe that this is the greatest country in the world and that we can change what we want. But what happened to everybody from 1967? Where'd they all go?
Where did they all go? They got busy with their own lives, I think. But in being busy with their own lives, they still are exposed to the changes that have occurred. Now, whether they choose to look at those changes honestly, I don't know. I do. I've raised my children that way. I'm raising my grandchildren that way. That is a part of those of us who were impacted still live that dream today. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I try to.
Yeah, I'm trying to, too, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. And I think most people who try to, I think, do a pretty good job of it. It's just we've got, we've got institutional problems. We've got so many. But, I still am very hopeful that we will turn these things around. Robin, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. And then maybe someday a black talk station will offer me a job.
Or the, maybe the, you know, the Hispanic talk station in town will let me come on there, even if I don't speak any Spanish. Boy, I would love that. Mondo Marvin. I could give El Chewy a run for his money. I would just love that. Get on and play some Bonda tunes. That'd be hip. All right, coming up next, the relationship between you and the most vital commodity in this society.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sinopani. The ice scrapers have been at it for days now, and the weather has improved some, but much of Middle America is still frozen solid. The latest winter storm left at least 29 people dead in five states and hundreds of thousands with no power and heat. KWTV's Doug Warner has a snapshot from Oklahoma City.
As we look around the city, it looks like you would think it snowed 3 or 4 inches. I don't think we really maybe got a trace of any kind of snow flurries whatsoever. We are just ice caked in with hours and hours upon sleet that poured on this city 2 out of the 3 days over this weekend, and it's going to take a while before we thaw out.
Warmer weather can't come soon enough for California farmers. The deep freeze that settled in late last week could cost them hundreds of millions of dollars. Gerald Denny owns citrus groves north of Bakersfield.
We've been hit pretty severely here in the last 3 nights. Each night keeps adding more damage.
Temperatures fell to the 20s again last night. Iraqi officials have given reporters a chance to see the official videotape of today's double execution. It clearly shows that the head of Saddam Hussein's half-brother, Barzan Ibrahim al-Tikriti, was severed, landing several feet from the gallows. He and a second co-defendant were convicted along with Saddam for their parts in a 1982 massacre. The top American commander in Iraq says sending more troops will help, but General George Casey doesn't expect instant results.
There are no guarantees of success, and it's not going to happen overnight. But with sustained political support and the concentrated efforts on all sides, I believe that this plan can work.
In London, the judge heading the inquest into the death of Princess Diana has ruled not to let the case go to a jury. She says she'll decide whether the crash that killed the princess was an accident or something else. Two kidnapped boys who were found in Kirkwood, Missouri last Friday spent the weekend at home trying to get over their ordeal. Lloyd Bailey says his nephew, 13-year-old Ben Owenby, is doing well.
He's just happy to be home and back in an environment that he's familiar with and surrounded by everyone that loves him.
Ben was missing 4 days. Suspect Michael Devlin had allegedly held 15-year-old Sean Hornbeck for 4 years. In Atlanta, Dr. Martin Luther King's personal papers go on exhibit today. CBS's Pete Combs has that.
Elizabeth Mueller has spent the last 9 years gathering Martin Luther King's speeches, his notes, and his diaries.
This was my own personal journey through the civil rights movement.
After being jailed in Albany, Georgia in 1962, King writes of a visit from his wife, Coretta, who tells him his daughter, Yolanda, cried when she learned he'd been locked up in jail.
How do you explain to a little child why you have to go to jail? Coretta tells them that Daddy has gone to jail to help people.
Mueller says more than anything else, this exhibit shows you the man behind the movement. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
The markets are closed in observance of the holiday. This is CBS News.
I'm going to say 8 words you won't believe. Buying a used car should not be painful. Now, here are 4 words that prove it. Honda-certified used cars. They're well-maintained late-model Hondas. Each undergoes a 150-point inspection, then backed by one of the best warranties in the business. Plus, now you can get APR financing on all certified used Honda Odyssey and Pilot models. Made you a believer, didn't I? Hey, it may be used, but it's still a Honda. Honda-certified used cars.
See dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Each and every one of us can be infected with influenza, a serious and often deadly infection. In fact, one out of every five Americans will get influenza this season. I'm Dr. Julie Gerberding, Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I'd like to encourage everyone who wants to be protected from the flu to get vaccinated this season. This is especially important for people at high risk for influenza-related complications.
A message brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Another slow go for commuters this morning thanks to more challenging road conditions. Part of the problem, of course, temperatures hovering around the zero mark. CDOT's Lisa Lane says it's too cold for the mag chloride to work, but the road crews are out there doing what they can.
Plows are still out. We've still got sand down. We're putting different liquid de-icers on just to try to keep the roads as clear as possible, but we are battling these cold temperatures.
A lot of accidents overnight, mostly spinouts on black ice. Accidents this morning. Give yourself plenty of time to get to work. Colorado Senator Wayne Allard expected to end speculation today over his political future by announcing if he'll seek a third term in the U.S. Senate. Rocky Mountain News reporting the 63-year-old Republican reached a decision after a family trip to Disneyland. His chief of staff says Allard plans to make the announcement this afternoon. Now, Republicans have been pressing Allard to defend his seat. The party will be tied up trying to regain the White House or keep the White House in 08, and holding a seat in Colorado could be harder if Allard leaves it vacant, even though he's expecting a stiff challenge from Democrat Mark Udall if he decides to run for re-election. A veterinarian with almost 16 years in Congress, Allard's known for his conservative voting record, especially for sponsoring that constitutional ban on gay marriage. He originally promised not to seek a third term, but we all know how these politicians start to think of themselves as indispensable. As the late Charles de Gaulle once said, the graveyards are full of indispensable men. And don't forget, today is a national holiday celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Many schools, businesses, banks, government offices will be closed to honor the late civil rights leader. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, not a lot of change. Still very poor driving conditions due to the black ice and heavy collision activity around the city. Eastbound I-70 at Denver West, have a wreck there on the right shoulder. Slow go on 225 across Aurora. New collision hung up there on the median northbound at Colfax. Eastbound 270 at Vasquez, looks like a pretty bad wreck there. And problems into the high country now, westbound I-70 at Floyd Hill. Weather outlook today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 2 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapahoe Basin has 57 trails open, and the season is now in full gear. Don't forget to check out the High Adventure Series clinics and special events like the Jeep Terrain Park Challenge on Saturday, January 27th. Go to arapahoebasin.com for details.
So, you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 8:07, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 18 on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check us out at AM760.net, IMS, or
You can listen to a podcast there if you missed anything earlier in the show. Or you can send us an IM, and it's good to have you along this morning. It's great to be back. Thank you to all of you who send me emails, cards, letters. Thank you once again to my doctor, Dr. Snyder. Thank you to everybody in his office, everybody from Pete and Dolly. I could just name all those people over there. They're all really good. And Rose Hospital. And here I sit, 40 pounds lighter, John M.
You're looking good, I'll tell you. It's a pleasure to be working with the with you.
The new and improved.
Improved J. Marvin.
They're rapidly getting skinnier. J. Marvin.
You'll be amazed how quickly it comes off. Especially since you're not eating anything.
Yeah, I know. You can't eat anything. That's the whole thing. You can't. I just had a little cup of tuna fish.
Do you drink like...
And I feel like I've eaten a whole turkey.
Do you drink like Ensure or Slim Fast?
I drink IsoPure. Zero carbs, dietary supplement, pineapple, orange, banana, 40 grams of 100% pure ion exchange with protein or whatever, I don't know. It's got protein in it. That's what I drink.
Yeah, that's what you need, right? You got to have that protein.
Yeah, that and vitamins.
You'll notice, like I said, my cousin had the same surgery.
My days, man, of eating the way I used to eat are over with.
Well, you know.
But you know the weird thing is you don't crave any of it either.
No, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and I've been sober a little over 9 years, and I always say that, I always tell new people in the program, I drank my share. I drank more than my share, and as a result, I'm finished.
How'd you decide? What made you decide to get sober?
I was going to die.
Yeah, I can identify with that.
That sometimes leads to that moment of clarity.
Would your doctor sit down with you and go, look, here's your choice, either sober up or you're dead?
No, I'd been told that for 2 or 3 years.
Because my doctor sat down with me and said, my shrink sat down and said, look, I think it's time you, and my regular doctor, Dr. Myoko, sat down and said, you know, your kidneys and your diabetes and blah, 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 and I have no choice. You know, it's like, hey. Dr. Ptasnik said about my heart and the whole thing and on and on.
Well, we exceeded the rules, you know. We went above and beyond what we should have when it came with you, food, me, alcohol, and our license got revoked.
So.
And we're better for it.
Now we're leading clean lives.
That's right.
All right, I want to talk about something here a little bit lighter here this morning. But if you step back and you think about it, it's also kind of insane. You ready for this? You can spend big money and buy an expensive one. And man, I love the expensive ones. You can buy a cheap one. Thing is, everybody has to have one. And because we have to have one, and somebody's going to call up and go, no, everybody doesn't. But most people do. Particularly if you live in the Western United States. Most people have to have them. And the country will do, excuse me, crazy things because of our desire to use them. And worse than that, many people out there are in love with this item.
I'm going nuts.
To the point where they will permit irrational foreign policy. Come on, that ought to give it away. Oh. Irrational foreign policy and outright craziness in every single instance.
Gas guzzlers.
What am I talking about?
Big gas guzzling.
I'm talking about cars. Yeah. Think about that. There are whole channels on the cable system devoted to automobiles. You ever seen the Speed Channel?
No.
Now, I admit to this. I could sit and watch, except for NASCAR, because I don't like NASCAR.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I can sit and watch the Speed Channel for hours.
What do they have on there?
Rare car auctions, sports car racing, shows about cars. I love automobiles. I love cars. Now, am I in love with my car?
Yeah, maybe.
But check this out. You ready for this? Almost 4 in 10 of those polled said their cars have a personality of their own. 2 in 10 have nicknames for their cars, and it's usually a female nickname. And the popular choices include Betty, Nellie, Blue, and Baby. Can you imagine calling your car Nellie?
I call my car Bessie. My father.
All right, there you go.
Bessie.
We found somebody. We got somebody.
My father used to call his cars Bessie, and I have taken after him, and I call my cars Bessie.
When people talk about their strong feelings for their cars and trucks, they mention dependability, time spent as one of their main things, and the freedoms that comes from cruising down the open road. Women were more likely than men to attribute personal traits to their cars, and more likely than men to give their cars a nickname, and more likely to see their cars as female. For some, the loyalty comes from being able to count on a car such as Myrtle the Turtle, the trusty Ford Escort, to take them everywhere they want to go.
I had a Ford Escort. I had an 81 Ford Escort.
All right, here's the question. Here's the question. Well, there's a number of questions about this. No, number one, are you passionate about your automobile? Do you give your car a name? That'd be two questions. So are you passionate about your car? Do you give your car a name? And how central to your very life being is your automobile? In other words, you could give your car up.
Yeah.
But see, my deal is I'm looking for electric cars.
Oh, yeah, those are neat.
Now, check this out. I found two electric cars that I want to own, but I just don't have the money to buy them. One electric car is made by a small French car company called, and the car's called the Fetish.
The Fetish?
Yeah. It is a high-powered electric sports car that costs $600,000 and is handmade.
You'd have to have quite a fetish to...
Yeah, and then the other one, this company, Tesla. Did I say that right this time, John? Tesla? Yeah. Tesla has a handmade electric sports car for $100,000.
And what kind of mileage are we talking about?
Gets about 250 miles per charge.
Boy, that's amazing. That's pretty good. Because most of them only get, they get less than 100, don't they?
Yeah. But I love my car. Now, most of us say we could give our cars up. If you're asked, people will lie. They'll say, well, we can give our cars up. And depending on your age, so I don't know that this includes all of you or some of you, look what happens when your parents reach a certain age and they have to give up their driver's license.
Yeah, my dad just lost
it. It kills them.
Last year, yeah. Exactly.
Doesn't it? It kills them.
It just, he has macular degeneration.
Yep, it kills them.
And he talked about on this birthday, I was in Miami for his birthday, his 83rd birthday. And he says, yeah, it was 1 year ago today. I lost my right to.
There you go. See, it kills you. It kills,
kills the guys more than the women.
That's it. Yeah, but if I turned around to you and I said, okay, you know what? You can no longer drive. Find your own way to work. It would kill you. It would kill you not to have a car. So we are so passionate about our cars on so many different levels that we will engage in irrational oil-based foreign policy. Right? We'll go do crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy Carter was warning about
oil
30 years ago.
That's right. Did we do it? Did we follow what he said?
Not a word.
All right, don't let John M. and I be the only ones talking about this. 303-713-7600. Come on, step forward. Don't be ashamed. Tell us about your car, whether you give your car a nickname, and about how crazy you are about your automobile, and also about this country's dependence on four wheels. Or maybe you're into motorcycles and your dependence is on two wheels. Or maybe you have a unicycle with a motor on it and your dependency is on one wheel. 303-713-7600. And you know what? We're so dependent on our cars that we're going to get ready now to go to traffic because we have to have traffic. If it snows and the roads get screwed up, You know, you can always ride a horse to work, but man, that doesn't make any difference. You know, your car better damn, they better damn well have those roads cleaned up because I got to drive my car to work, right?
That's right.
That's right, because your automobile is what it's all about. All right, speaking of automobiles, wait for your calls and we'll check out the traffic now with Gina.
If you're on your drive 225 across Aurora, we've got a lot of stop-and-go traffic now due to an earlier wreck. And northbound lanes there approaching Parker all the way to Isla. Eastbound 270 bogged down near Vasquez. Right lane is blocked due to a collision. We're also getting that slowing on the westbound side as folks slow down to take a look. Eastbound I-70 just after Denver West. Watch out for a collision there. It's off on the right-hand shoulder, but we're definitely seeing traffic hung up behind it. And we have problems getting into the high country now, so watch out westbound I-70. 70 at Floyd Hill. Weather outlook today, sunny but very cold, only a high of 19. Tonight, clear skies, continued cold, temperature of zero. Right now, partly cloudy and 2. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs help in one subject or school overall, Sylvan can help bring home a better report card. If you want a great report card and a more confident child, call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is 1-800-EDUCATE.
24 tonight on Hot.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality in early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
Absolutely shocking. Even for 24.
Strike a blow that the Americans will never forget.
The Anywhere for Best Drama is back. And Entertainment Weekly raves, the new season of 24 rocks.
Set the weapon! Who's gonna fire?
Emmy Award winner Kiefer Sutherland stars in 24. The season premiere continues tonight at 7, only on Fox.
It all starts tonight at 7 on Fox 31, followed by Fox 31 News at 9.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
It's Martin Luther King Day. What does his legacy mean to America? And it's been 1 week of Democratic control. They passed Homeland Security, minimum wage, stem cell research, and Medicare reform. So what's up for week two? We'll talk about it. And while the United States increases its troop levels in Iraq, our allies are paring down. Are we losing support around the world? We'll take your calls. The latest news on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're talking about the great American love of the automobile here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Global warming kills. And the fact that most of us are just crazy about it. Most of us are just crazy about it. There's some of us who don't. Some of us who don't care about automobiles. But most of us love our cars and wouldn't give our cars up. What, John?
Well, you know, you brought up that you want to talk about this topic, and it's kind of been eating at me. I want to go out and buy one of the, probably one of the cars that's the hard to take care of, but I owned a Volkswagen bus when I was in high school. I owned a 69 Volkswagen bus. Absolutely loved it. Wasn't too convenient, you know, obviously driving around this in this weather, it'd be too cold. It does really slow on the mountain passes, so it's not a great car to have in Colorado, but man, I really miss my bus, and I'm thinking about taking $2,000-$3,000 and buying a new one.
Well, they're out there. You can find them. You can find them on the internet. There are tons of Volkswagen enthusiasts, tons of car places that are restore cars and sell them and sell.
Yeah, but they're
sell
just,
used everything you can think of.
There's nothing like driving a Volkswagen bus. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to drive one.
I had a 66, a 59. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just fun. I mean, you kind of feel like you're sitting on top of the world, and, you know, everything's just outside that windshield. And it's just, I love how the wheel sits, you know, the steering wheel sits in those Volkswagen buses.
Trucking.
Yeah, man. See, I need to get one. I'm buying one this year. I'm buying a Volkswagen bus.
Well,
that's,
you know,
my resolution.
Type in Volkswagen minibus sales or something like that under Google and see what comes up.
We'll have to have the boys at Rockies look out for me.
They don't see too many of those anymore. If you ask them, they'll tell you they don't. I want a 556, a Porsche 556. That's what I want.
My Porsche choice would be a 928.
See, but you can get those. They're all over the internet. All right, let's go to Rich in Westminster. He says he loves his car. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you're back.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I love my car. I've had it since I was 16. I'm 42, and if I could find some way to turn it into a hybrid, I've been on the internet trying to figure out some way to, you know, make it to where I could still drive it, but it not be such a gas hog.
Well, what kind of car do you have?
An El Camino.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I live right by Rockies. I've always hoped that I'd drive past and you'd see it, or, you know, because I've stopped in and talked to you. I think you're great.
Well, I'm usually there on Fridays. I don't know if I'll be there this Friday. I may. But, yeah, El Caminos are cool. What about converting it to alternative fuels?
It's just so hard to find anybody to do it. I've looked into ethanol and all that, because most of the race cars are ethanol now, too.
And there's just no place to take your car green?
No. And then all the gas tank has to be ceramic. Just not a lot of places to do it.
Well, you got to know, though, it's coming in the future.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if you hang on to it long enough, eventually technology will catch up.
Yeah.
You've had that thing since you've been 16?
Yeah, it was my dad's before that. It was their first brand new car, and then I just have hung on to it.
Have you ever had any major mechanical trouble with it?
Yeah, I've got it parked and just sit there fantasizing about restoring it, and that's what I'm looking at.
Oh, you want to restore it.
Yeah, when I look at restoring it, I'm totally thinking about it.
You know what? There are tons of places out there that do that, man. That's well worth it, and those cars are worth good money.
Yeah, yeah.
They're definitely in it. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure where I saw this. And it might have been the Speed Channel. I saw where they were restoring an old El Camino.
Yeah, you were watching Two Guys Garage.
Yep, that's it. I saw it there where they were doing the bed of the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's what you need to do, is get your car on TV.
Yeah. That's too much of a fantasy, though.
Well, you never know.
Then, like those overhauling shows, you'd sue them for what some of the stuff they do to it, you know?
Yeah, well, you never know. But if you see me at Rockies, drive that thing by. I'd love to have a look at it.
Okay.
All right, Rich.
Hey, you take care.
Take care, man. All right. Here's William in Boulder. Says he hasn't had a car since 1989. William, how have you gotten away with no car since 1989?
Well, I'm a bike rider. I've always been a bike rider. So even when I owned a car, I was more of a bike rider than a car rider. And I did hear Mr. Carter say something about the pollution factor in the 80s, and I pretty much took it to heart. I'm an environmentalist, so I do love the earth a lot more than I would love the pleasure of riding in a car. Now, saying this, I will admit I rent a car every summer for about a month. I go to Utah every summer for about a month.
And you drive a car to Utah?
Oh, sure.
Now, William, isn't that a little hypocritical?
No, not at all. I mean, how am I going to get to the desert if I don't have a car?
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, though. See, that's why people love cars.
Right.
One of my favorite places of all time, and I do it every year, is to go drive in the desert in my automobile.
I know you love Las Vegas, though.
I love the whole desert. Listen, man, let me tell you something. There wasn't a desert put together that I don't love, nor have I been to in North America.
As have I. I love the desert. I'm particularly in love with Utah, though, because of the canyons and the old ruins.
Yes,
and
I like Utah a lot, too.
There's not a lot of tourists there, so that's the main reason for me is I love riding bike. I don't really care about the cars. I can get around. I live in Boulder, so the bus system here is great.
So what do you do, like, in the wintertime? You take the bus?
Yeah, take the bus in the winter. Now,
you,
you know,
what was the last car you had? You said you had one in 1989.
Oh, God, let me think what it was. It was, I can't even think of what it was. It was, I went through a lot of cars back then. I used to buy junk cars all the time. It would break down after 9 months or a year, and then I'd get a new car. I don't even recall what it was. I can picture my mind, but I can't recall what kind it was. That's how much I'm in love with cars.
So you have no love for them whatsoever?
None whatsoever. You know, someday when I get arthritis and I can't walk around anymore, then I'll buy a car. But by then, I'll hopefully electric cars will be the thing and not gasoline-powered cars. So.
See, I just couldn't imagine that. I couldn't imagine not having a car.
Well, I understand that, but I over the last almost 20 years, I've totally gotten used to not having a car. And I love the freedom. I spend no money. I mean, my bike, I spent $122 in the last 15 years on my bike, literally.
Yeah, but suppose you had to go somewhere outside of Boulder.
Oh, I'd rent a car.
Suppose you had to, like, go to...
I'd rent a car.
You know, like Denver for the night.
And my sister moved here about a year ago. I sent her right to Rockies. She bought a nice car at Rockies. So, I understand people's love and need for a car. She lives in the mountains. She lives up in Idaho Springs, and
so she has to have one.
So I accept that people need their cars. I, for one, do not, and I'm very happy that way.
All right, man. Well, if you ever buy one, let me know.
One other thing, Jay, I'm very glad you're back. All of the other ones that filled in for you were okay, except for Erin Hart. She's great. I love her, but I'm so very happy you're back.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it, William. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, man.
See ya.
Here's Jesse in Lyons. Jesse, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good, man. What's up with you?
Not much. I just want to raise a couple points. One, I do love my car, but I think that one thing that really kills us in the Midwest is that we don't really have any mass transit, you know, except for, like, the last caller in Boulder. Boulder's got a pretty good bus system. And if you're going downtown in Denver, there's a pretty good bus system. But otherwise, there really isn't very much mass transit in the Midwest, and I think that's the one reason why a lot of people get locked into buying their car really you can't get to work without it. So
yeah, you're right, and you also can't get to work with it's one of these things where there's not, like, from my house, okay, you could never catch a bus from my house to a real decent sized shopping center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, or even like the grocery store, or I mean really just any type of like life maintenance task, you really can't do it without having a car, unless you know live in a kind of a more eco-friendly environment.
I'll tell you, you know where you can pull it off. Let me tell you where you can pull it off. You can pull it off living in a city like New York City. You can pull it off living in a city like Detroit. You can pull it off living in a city like Chicago. I've got two friends who work in broadcasting in New York City. Neither one of them have a car. One of them didn't have a car before when I worked with him, and then the other guy went to work with him and sold his car and doesn't have an automobile. And sometimes I ask him, what's that like? What's that like not having a car? And he says every once in a while it bothers him.
Yeah, I think it probably presents just a little bit of inconvenience, but I think you could probably save a ton of money because you don't have to deal with the maintenance. You don't have to deal with, you know, a car payment potentially. You don't have to pay for car insurance. You don't have to kind of get involved with all the expenses that become involved in it. But I think that that's kind of an issue that a lot of, like, city planners need to start to tackle, I think. Because also another problem when you don't have a lot of mass transit is I think that's one reason why some communities have a huge amount of DUIs, as well as because, you know, if there aren't a lot of taxis or really any bus systems, then I think that, you know, it kind of gives people less choices in terms of how they can get home at night, and it can kind of lead to more poor choices. But that's, you know, that's kind of maybe a whole different issue in itself.
Yeah, but I think it's there, and I think it's a lot, if you're not inclined to having a car, living in a bigger city is a better idea. But if you live out west, the car is absolutely king. You're not wrong about that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, Jesse.
Hey, Jay, just one more thing. I would highly recommend you seeing a documentary called Who Killed the Electric Car?
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
It's on YouTube, I think, for free right now.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's a good watch. So
I want that electric car from Tesla. I want that Tesla electric car in the worst way.
Yeah, it does 0 to 60, I think, in less than 3 seconds.
That's right.
So,
can you see me going down I-25 in that baby?
That'd be fun.
It'd be sweet. And then somebody would say, oh, you know, you ain't driving that thing around, you're polluting. Go, no, man, I just plug it into my garage and, you know, everything's sweet.
Exactly. And then you're off of the oil crack pipe, as I like to put it. So.
That's right. You got it exactly. Thanks, Jess.
Take care. See
okay.
You.
One line open at 303-713-7600. I'd love to have one of those cars.
0 to 60 in 3 seconds?
I think it's 0 to 60 in 4.5.
I was going to say, that's acceleration that will black you out.
The $600,000 car, the fetish, will do 0 to 60 in, I think, 4 seconds. Or 3.7. That's enough to beat a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. I'd rather have the electric car than the Ferrari.
Oh, yeah, man, can you imagine having a car like that and then just back it up in your garage and plug it in?
Yeah. You know, that's like the old people that live in golf communities, just ride around their golf carts all day.
Get 250 miles? Yeah. I don't drive 250 miles, you know, I drive probably 20 miles a day, max.
I drive 100 a day because, you know, I live up in the foothills just northwest of Boulder,
if you drove 100 max, you just have to plug it in every night.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And that thing, boy, could you imagine whipping down 36 in that thing?
Ooh. Yeah, when I moved out here, I had a Ford Explorer, and that only got about 15 miles a gallon. I got rid of that. I got a Toyota Highlander, which got about 20 miles a gallon. Now I've got a Subaru Outback that gets about 27 miles a gallon.
Now, I think it's a BMW dealership here in town that's selling a Mercedes-Benz dealership here in town that's selling a smart car that does maximum speed of 80 miles an hour. Little teeny thing.
That's all you need.
Yeah, you can't fit anybody in it. That's the problem. Oh. I mean, other than you and the, you know, it's two people, but there's no room for any luggage or anything that I could see. But it's a cool little thing. It's on display at the Cherry Creek Mall.
I'd be a little afraid of driving something that small with all these big SUVs around.
Nah, not me. Come on, man.
Here, you got guts, man.
Let's go for it. 8:35, 25 away from 9. Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Mostly just slow pockets that were shaken loose from earlier wrecks. Eastbound 270 near Vasquez. Eastbound I-70 at Denver West. 225 has pretty big backups northbound, still approaching Parker. And I-25 has been very sluggish. Still is opposite ends of the city through Adams and Douglas counties. If you are headed to the mountains, watch out for delays westbound I-70 near Floyd Hill. We had a rollover at El Rancho. Weather today, sunny but very chilly. Only a high of 19. Currently partly cloudy, 2. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on Fox.
Office Depot has over 500 ink, toner, and fax supplies guaranteed in-store, and thousands more online at unbeatable prices. Save more by recycling your empty ink and toner cartridges. Office Depot, taking care of business. See store for details.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
How can your sleep, how your sleep affects so many other things? Your ability to learn, concentration, effectiveness of work. Good sleep has been linked to more successful weight loss, less depression, and so many other things in your life. And the key to getting a good night's sleep is creating a sleep environment that's just right for you, including how your mattress feels and how it can adapt to your needs. You don't have to settle for an old-fashioned innerspring mattress or one-size-fits-all space foam bed. Now you can truly personalize your mattress and your sleep every single night. With a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, you simply set your sleep number and your mattress will be as firm or as soft as you want, putting you back in control of your comfort. I've never slept so comfortably in all of my life. When I was in the hospital, I just could not wait I mean, I couldn't wait to get back to my Sleep Number bed. The dual air chambers and Sleep Number bed offer you the best option in comfort with reduced pressure points, better support for your body, and it just gets you the best rest. It really does. And unlike other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial and have been named Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So start this New Year's right and get a better night's sleep. Visit your local Select Comfort store today. While you're there, see how you can get a complimentary 2-week pass to Bally's Total Fitness, the largest and most experienced health club chain in America. At Bally's, you'll find motivated and dynamic personal trainers and exercise classes such as yoga, Pilates, and kickboxing to reach your fitness goal in 2007. Well, the other thing, too, you can adjust your sleep number. Now that I've lost weight, I'm having fun playing with mine, knocking it down from 80 down even farther. The Select Comfort stores here in Denver are located in 11 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand-new location at Southland Malls and Northfield in Stapleton.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. To find out more, just call us. The information is free. 1-800-300-7351.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and get your free information. 1-800-300-7351. 1-800-300-7351. That's 1-800-300-7351.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, you betcha. Doing a little trucking. 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today, 18 under mostly sunny skies. Talking about this survey that most Americans, 4 in 10 of those polled, said their cars have personalities of their own. They also give their cars names. And I'm talking about the whole American hang-up with automobiles, of which I freely admit to being a part of. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, John.
It's the Thing Man.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Yeah, I missed you the whole time, but, you know, Aaron Hart did you justice.
Well, thank you.
And this is for John Turk also. I've been trying to remember him. You know, I've always had vehicles, but for John Turk, if he wants a minibus or any air-cooled, this goes for you too, Jay. You mentioned the Porsche.
Right.
There's a website that you can go on to that has been around since the before I bought my thing in 1996, and it's called the Samba.com. Any air-cooled vehicle you want is on there. Any Volkswagen, any Porsche, you name it. It's on that site. That's all they do is air-cooled engines, and you can people go in there. My thing is listed in there. You can go in there and list your air-cooled vehicle, and it's up for sale for the general public. And, it's free. But if you want a site that's a good site to go to, thesamba.com.
What are you? Is your thing up for sale?
Yeah.
How come?
Because financial situations. I was in a car accident over 2 years ago, and I have a severe brain injury, and I can't drive anymore.
Oh, wow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it took me 7 years to restore this thing, and the only people I get to drive it now is my wife and my son. I never get to drive it anymore. It's up for sale, but no one's come forward. My wife had a 76 Porsche. We sold that before we sold the thing. But anyway, naming vehicles. Always name vehicles. Coming from Texas, Texans tend to do that a lot. I don't. Something you're raised with, and the last vehicle that I had that my family and I used was a 1983 Suburban.
Mm-hmm.
My kids named it the Burbie.
Hmm. See, yeah, everybody has a name for their car.
Huh?
Everybody has a name for their car.
Yeah, and then we bought a little trailer on the back because we ran out of room in the back of the Suburban, so we bought a little travel trailer to put on the back of it to carry some stuff in, and then they named that Burbie too. So they've always named stuff. I had a 68 Dodge truck. My daughter called it the Blue Bomb. So
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, pal.
We've always named it, but, you know, I, one more thing. I was raised, my father taught me liquid-cooled engines and how to repair cars, but, you know, the first time I ever took a Volkswagen apart and drove in that Volkswagen, I have been in love with air-cooled engines ever since that first time. And I don't hardly ever work on water-cooled stuff anymore, but air-cooled, I'm enamored by air-cooled engines.
Yeah, I like air-cooled engines as well. So, John, take care, man, and I hope you sell your thing, even though I hate to see you lose it.
Yeah, me too. But take care, Jay.
You got it, brother.
Welcome
see you.
Back.
All right, let's go to Isaac in Drake. Isaac, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Hey, Isaac.
Good to have you back.
Thank
you,
man.
Your voice. Yeah, about naming the vehicles.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tony Balloons.
Tony Balloons is the name of your car?
Tony Balloons, 77 F-150.
Wow. Great.
Got the biggest huevos. Yeah. But, yeah.
And what made you come up with that name?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think it was actually my wife that kind of came up with that. It just stuck.
And it just stuck.
Yeah, actually, she came up with that for me, but it switched over to my truck. So
you go like, hey, there's Tony Balloons.
might have to spray paint it on the side. It's all beat up F-150. So.
And you love it, though, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? I probably dropped a few thousand dollars into that, you know, over the years. But, yeah, I have a website for you, too. A while back you were, you know, trying to hunt out websites, and I'm not sure. I never heard this one come up, but I drive the canyon a lot.
Right.
And, you know, I'm driving up the canyon and see all these people picking their nose, you know, and I'm going, wow, you know, that's just so really bizarre. So I got home, and I typed in how many people die in car wrecks when with their fingers in their nose, and the first site that came up was too stupid to be president.com. And that was the very first site that came up, and I mean, it is amazing. You're gonna have to check it out. It's a bunch of audio clips that they put to cartoons, and so it's just amazing. Too stupid to be president.com.
I'll definitely check it out when I get off the air.
Oh, it's great. It's a great site. But again, it's great to hear. Oh, and one more thing too. That guy that called in about the El Camino,
right?
Busted up. He needs to trade that in on a Ranchero. Yeah, you know, the Ford version of the El Camino.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
A way better car.
No, I like El Camino better.
I actually got a buddy that's selling his, too, so.
Oh, I see. You want to get on the air and make a little hustle, huh?
Yeah.
No, I like El Caminos, man.
See, I'm a big Ford fan, so.
Are you?
Just Rancheros all the way, but.
All right, well, we'll have to leave it at that.
All right.
All right, man. Hey, glad to hear your voice.
Well, glad to hear yours, too, Jay, and I hope you're doing good, and I heard there's some pictures out on the on your website.
Yeah, not what I look like now, but what I look like 3 weeks ago. You can see it now kind of in my stomach, but you can see it more in my face, I think.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to go and get that where they have to fold and cut the skin?
I'm probably going to
do that, too? Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man, that's great. Well,
but I gotta get the rest of my weight off. I got 125 more pounds to go.
Oh, that's your goal.
Oh yeah,
125 more. Wow.
It's
come up. I mean, what, you lost 40 pounds, and is that what you said?
Yeah.
So
far I've lost about 40 pounds in about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, that's gonna come off quick. All right.
I hope so.
Well, good luck, and we'll talk to you later, Jay.
All right, man. Take care of Tony Balloons.
All right.
All right. We'll see you.
All right. Bye-bye.
What a great name for a car, Tony Balloons.
I like the website, TooStupidToBePresident.com.
I like that, too. All right. It's 847. What about your automobile? 303-713-7600. We're all in love with our cars, even though we claim we're not. We'll get a few people who call and say that they're not. But the majority of us, man, we love our automobiles, don't we? We give it names and... There's a survey out that 4 out of 10 people say their cars have personalities and that they also give their cars names. We're hung up on automobiles, and therefore we have to pay for this addiction to drive them around. And one of these days I'll get off the addiction when I buy my electric car for $100,000.
That goes 0 to 60 in 4 seconds.
4.7.
4.7.
All right, Gina takes a look at traffic, and then we take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Still need to watch out for stop-and-go traffic eastbound 270 between I-25 and I-70. That was due to a wreck right near Vasquez. Those westbound lanes are slowing down as well from curiosity lookers. 225 northbound and another hot spot from Parker to Iliff. Again, that's shaken loose from an earlier collision. Northbound 225 was slowing down as well at Colfax due to a car hung up there on the median wall. And looks like no new collisions right now throughout the city, but we're still recovering slowly from all of the black ice and wreck problems that we had throughout the morning. Weather outlook today, looking for sunny skies but very cold, a high of 19. Tonight, clear and cold, 0 degrees. Right now, partly cloudy and 2. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help can make a difference with your child. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Sylvan Homework Help can make homework less work. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
What's new, special agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote by print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
The largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of Info USA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Eight fifty-one, 9 minutes away from the nine. Well, we're shrunk down to two calls here. Talking about cars. People don't want to talk about the people don't want to admit their fetishes for their automobiles. Oh, and wait, can somebody tell me this? I don't understand this deal with cars either. Why do people put those Christmas tree deals in their cars? What are those? Those air fresheners?
They're air fresheners.
Yeah. Do you have one in your car?
You know, I do, Jay.
Do you?
I'm embarrassed to admit, but my wife bought like a 5-pack of the pear scent. And I tell you what, do not buy the pear scent. It makes your car smell like total, ugh, it's disgusting.
Did you ever see the movie, Repo Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great movie.
With Emilio Estevez. Every one of the cars that they repoed had a Christmas tree deodorizer in it. Even the cop cops' motorcycles had them hanging from the... from the windshields. Who puts those suckers in their cars?
Yeah, and see, the one my wife got, it's like this, like, kind of limey green. You know, it's the lime green color. And it just looks, it looks bad, and then it even smells worse. I should have thrown it out the window immediately, but now my whole car smells like pears.
Well, in the movie Repo Man, when they repo the car, because they're not stealing it, but when they repo it, that's the first thing they do is they take the Christmas tree deodorizer out and throw it out the window. I think we should give away Christmas tree deodorizers with AM760, Progressive Talk on one side, and J. Marvin on the other. And then I saw a guy driving down the road, had a big disco ball on his on his mirror.
What would the scent be, though, if we were to give away those AM760 Christmas trees?
The scent of sedition. All right, let's go to Allison in Evergreen. Allison, you're on AM760. Good morning. Allison? Allison once. Allison, I hear you there. Allison! Isn't that a song by,
Hello?
Oh, hi, Allison.
Hey, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So, I was just calling. I'm from South Carolina, and I've always named my vehicles. So, my recent car I just bought, I can't think of the name of it, though, because it's a really pretty on the outside, but really strong on the inside. So, I can't think of a good name. Thought anybody maybe could try to help me out there.
What kind of car is it?
It's an Audi Allroad. And it's green, and it's just really pretty, but, you know, they're strong on the inside, so it has to be, I'm thinking, like a really pretty weightlifter chick or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Those are nice cars.
Yeah, I love it. I've always had Subarus before, and I actually had a little black truck before named Sambo. But this one, I can't think of the name. But the real reason I was calling, and I don't know if you're real aware of this, but I live in Clear Creek County, and basically they're wanting to widen the road to a six-lane road, and it's going to take out a lot of stuff. Like the little towns around, and the creek is there.
Why, they're going to, what is it, what, widening the roads is going to take out, is going to take out the town?
Well, it could. I mean, you know, when you drive on I-70 through, like, Idaho Springs and Silver Plume and Georgetown, you know, they're right there on the road. And they really want to widen that to six lanes. And what we've been trying to do is a monorail, trying to see if we can't get the state and get involved with a monorail system that even could come from DIA and go. And, I mean, just environmentally, the impact would be so much less than two more lanes of traffic.
Yeah, but you know what? But, boy, getting a monorail, you really, that's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh.
No, not a monorail.
I've talked to Mark Udall about it before, and I think he would be up for it. He would help. He would be on board.
Funding for that would be awful hard to get.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it's a lot easier just to, you know, pave it and get all those people up to the mountains. But, you know, we live in this little county that's pretty special to us here, too. And we just don't know where to start. How do you do it? They've already got a committee together, and they're working real hard.
Well, that's how you start.
But, you know, we're just a little county that...
Well, if you got a committee working on it, then you're well on your way.
We are. So I just wanted people out there to be aware of it.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Sure.
Thanks.
Let's go to Hugh in Longmont. Hugh, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay, and welcome back.
Thanks, Hugh. Appreciate it.
We definitely missed you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I have to be careful in what I say because I'm sitting in this car right now, and I don't want it to get mad at me and break down.
Yeah, there you go.
But one of my least favorite cars that I've owned for a while is actually a Volkswagen.
Really? Why?
Well, it just gets weird, quirky problems. For instance, like right now, the check engine light's on, and it's because it's saying that there's a solenoid bad in the automatic transmission. Well, the problem is it's a stick shift. And so
maybe it just needs to be reset. Why don't you take that to the dealer and ask them to...
I have, and it stays off for about, you know, a couple thousand miles, and then comes back on. And it's like, okay, and I've taken it to a couple of different dealers. And, you know, they just say it's an error in the system and leave it at that. So, but, you know, the thing I do like about it is it gets 44 miles to a gallon.
That's attractive.
You know, I run the biodiesel in it, and I run, you know, regular diesel in it, and it's a good car as far as, you know, it does go. It just gets some of the weirdest problems.
How much does diesel gasoline go for a gallon these days?
Well, you know, when you get 43, 44 miles to a gallon, you don't pay as close to attention of the price.
Right.
But the diesel, I think, is about $3.50, and biodiesel is about $3.90.
Wow.
Or, I'm sorry, $2.90.
Before I run out of time here, what's your favorite car?
My favorite car is a Geo Metro, believe it or not. They're sporty, they're small, they're fun. They only have three cylinders, but they like to go. But my cherished car is my 69 Camaro and my 66 Nova.
You rock, man. Let's take that Nova out and race it.
We'll have to do that, but my next car is going to be a new Chevy Volt.
Yeah, there you go. Those are good-looking cars, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you. Appreciate
take
the call.
Care. Good luck. Bye.
I like to race Metros. Wouldn't that be cool, little three-cylinder cars? Race them? That would be hot. All right, coming up next, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, cars, Iraq, whatever it may be, let's get it on. Coming up next.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Credit Answers. This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean. It's a proven program.
The best part is Credit Answers does all the work for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation. The friendly counselors at Credit Answers will give you all the details.
Call 800-794-2028. That's 800-794-2028.
Remember, you need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify and the desire to be free from it.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-794-2028. Credit Answers.
Settle your debt. Get on with your life.
Call 800-794-2028. That's 800-794-2028.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's on the move, an ice storm that glazed the Midwest. The scrapers are out, and so are utility crews trying to restore power to the hundreds of thousands of customers left in the dark and cold. The storm, which is blamed for at least 21 deaths, is now sliding into the northeast. In California, unseasonable cold has put the big chill on the state's valuable citrus crops.
You're just hoping and praying that when it's over with, we'll have something to salvage, but right now it looks pretty grim.
Agriculture officials estimate the damage as high as $500 million. The frosty weather's also filled up homeless shelters, like one in Southern California, where Samuel Lockhart works.
It is pretty cold, but luckily we've got our coffee, our hot chocolate, we got quite a few extra jackets for the residents here, and we're managing pretty well, thank God.
More executions in Iraq early this morning, but they didn't follow the script. Two men were hanged. One of them was Saddam Hussein. Hussein's half-brother. And as CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports from Baghdad, he was inadvertently decapitated when the trap door opened.
A lot of Sunnis in Iraq are very angry about this. They had hoped that these executions would be delayed because of what happened during Saddam Hussein's hanging, the taunting and the camera phone videos that we saw out of that. They are also skeptical about the way these executions were carried out.
A report in the New York Times today suggests stiff opposition within the Iraq government to President Bush's revamped plans. One military official is quoted as saying, "We are implementing a strategy to embolden a government that is actually part of the problem." Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is trying to sell the president's new Iraq plan to America's Arab allies. This is the day America marks the anniversary of Martin Luther King's birthday. In Washington within the hour, a wreath in his honor will be placed at the Lincoln Memorial. In Atlanta, as CBS's Pete Combs reports, an exhibit of King's personal papers is on display at the city's History Center.
Elizabeth Muller has spent the last 9 years gathering Martin Luther King's speeches, his notes, and his diaries.
This was my own personal journey through the civil rights movement.
After being jailed in Albany, Georgia in 1962, King writes of a visit from his wife, Coretta, who tells him his daughter, Yolanda, cried when she learned he'd been locked up in jail.
How do you explain to a little child why you have to go to jail? Coretta tells them that Daddy has gone to jail to help people.
Mueller says more than anything else, this exhibit shows you the man behind the movement. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
Well, it's an early look at who the Oscar contenders may be. Tonight, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association awards the Golden Globes for movies and television. Leading the movie pack this year, the drama Babel.
Why can't you just relax? Why are you so stressed?
I don't know what the reason is. I'm stressed. You're the reason why I can't relax.
Starring Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt, it's contending for Best Drama with Bobby, The Departed, Little Children, and The Queen. A man who is no stranger to the Hollywood red carpet will be presenting the award in that category, none other than California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is CBS News.
Hey, this is your kid's MP3 player. That's right, I can talk. You ever check out what your kid's listening to? I mean, blogs and podcasts and stuff like that. People are talking about everything you can imagine out there, and a lot of times there's drugs involved. I heard this one cat say weed makes you smarter because it makes your brain bigger. Now, you don't want your kid listening to fools like that. Come on now. I'm just saying that maybe talk to your kid and check out what he's loading up. Let him know you care, and maybe he'll think twice about drugs.
Listening, the anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Smokey here. When you're a hardcore biker like me, it's nice to know that Geico Motorcycle Insurance covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. It's reassuring. It's like I have an imaginary sidecar, and my guardian angel's riding in it. And he's brought plenty of juice boxes and muffins, and he's totally cool with sharing. Yeah, old Smokey's never been too good with metaphors.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. The cold snap gets snapped today, barely.
Sunshine, light winds, high of 20 degrees.
9 News meteorologist Marty Coniglio says we may not see temperatures above the freezing mark until Thursday, but hey, 20 is a lot warmer than the 11 we saw yesterday. The roads remain icy and snowy in spots as temperatures dip to below zero again.
But we also see the places where the ice slicer has had effect, and you see cars actually traveling on pavement rather than ice.
That's what's making it dangerous. You can go from pavement to snow in a hurry and spin out, so take it easy out there. Colorado's GOP Senator Wayne Allard expected to end speculation today over his political future by announcing if he'll seek a third term to the U.S. Senate. Republicans terrified of seeing Colorado turn from red to purple to blue have been pressing Allard to try to defend his seat. Even though he's the incumbent, he'll be facing a strong challenge from Boulder's Democratic Congressman Mark Udall, who's already made it pretty clear he intends to go after Allard's seat. And forget all that talk about fundraising and labor strife. Democratic leaders say Denver's enthusiasm was the key when it came time to pick the site for the 08 Democratic National Get-Together. Democratic Committee Chairman Howard Dean says the personal dedication of Governor Ritter, Senator Salazar, and Mayor Hickenlooper was very important when it came to picking a host city for the big bash. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Mostly just slow pockets that are shaking loose from earlier wrecks. Eastbound 270 Vasquez did have problems. Westbound I-70 at Sheridan on the eastbound side at Wadsworth. Westbound I-76 at 88th, and all of these are still a struggle due to black ice. Right now, major backups on northbound 225 just over 6. We've got a crash there off in the median. It's really affecting your southbound lanes as well. I-25 is still bogged down also on the southbound side due to a wreck at the Downing Street Bridge. Weather today, sunny but very chilly, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy, 5 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Good for you, Senator. 908, 8 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and it is open phones. John M. here, too. Should I introduce you as being officially a new part of the program? Because you are. We now have our own live newsman.
Yeah, you know.
So we're building on the success of AM 760.
They kept telling me when they hired you, what, almost 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That they were going to make a place for me. And as soon as the ratings got up high enough, and they kept their... People in radio management actually kept their promise.
Well, they do in this building, that's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. I'm just thrilled to be here. It is just absolutely a dream job as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. Nice to be someplace where you're politically wanted, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You know that from Chicago.
Yeah, instead of being in an operation where there's only one of you and all of them. Oh, Lord. Okay, it's open phones 303-713-7600. It's good to be back. Thank you again to all of you who sent email to me. Cards and letters, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I read every one of them. Some of them I tried to answer. Some of them I couldn't, depending on how I felt that day. I'm still not out of the woods yet, but at least I'm strong enough to come back to work. And thank you to my doctor, Dr. Michael Snyder, and all my doctors, Dr. Ristig and Dr. Mayako, and all the people with Dr. Snyder's office. And there's too numerous to name, Lana, Kim, Dolly, all the people there who work so hard, and I'm now about 40 pounds down, I think. I could be more than that, though.
By the end of the day, it'll probably be 45.
I don't know. I don't have a scale at home, so I can't tell.
That's smart, probably. That's probably, you only get weighed when you go into your doctor's office, right?
Only when I go to see him.
Yeah. So you're not on there every day hovering over it, you know?
No. Nope, just following the eating plan and... staying hydrated and taking it off. Meanwhile, while I'm gone for almost 3 weeks, this whole thing with Iraq goes down. And as I said this morning between 6 and 7, because I know that all the people who filled in for me, I mean, they all did shows on Iraq. I'm almost sure. Wait, what do you say about this guy? What do you say about this leadership? What do you say about this guy? And then he saber rattles towards Iran and Syria? What?
And then Cheney is on Fox News looking like Quasimodo, going, you're fishing in wrong waters.
Oh, he starts using that terminology.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's pretty well known. And I wanted to say, wait a minute, Mr. Vice President, the last time you said it was pretty well known, you were talking about Mohammed Atta and being in the Czech Republic, and it turned out it wasn't pretty well known.
You know, I know some people that used to know Cheney. I mean, we're talking 25, 30 years ago. And they said the same thing that I forget who it was that said that he's changed.
Brent Scowcroft said that.
Yeah, Scowcroft said that. That maybe it's all the heart attacks and all the physical problems he's had, but his personality has undergone. He really is Darth Vader now. He used to be a pretty nice guy, apparently.
But what do you say about all this? What can you possibly say when the public goes to the polls? When the public opinion polls show when all of this stuff is going on, and still this guy goes ahead and he doesn't care.
Yeah, he told 60 Minutes last night, you know, he's going to go ahead no matter what.
No, I don't care.
Of course, you know, you got to say about the Iraqis, at least they're getting a little more sophisticated in their executions. They didn't taunt his half-brother.
No, his half-brother's head only landed a couple of feet from the body. You know, that was kind of a, how does that happen?
I guess that's progress.
Yeah, but you know the disturbing thing about the Iraqis is you look at it's either yesterday's New York Times or it's today's New York Times. I believe it's today's New York Times on the front page. You know the Iraqis are not all out rally, yah, you know, come on, warm about this troop escalation.
No. No, they just want us out of there.
They're not happy about it either.
Yeah. They don't want permanent bases there.
So here we are, stuck.
Stuck in the middle with you.
Man. And then I get people with some emails. okay, this is a good example. He's not listening to the will of the people. Let's impeach him. No, you know what? He's constitutionally protected in that he is the commander-in-chief and does have the right, and the only thing that Congress can do is to cut off the funding, and even if they do cut off the funding, by the time they get around to that, he's already sent the troops.
Exactly. You know, it was like Stephanopoulos asked John Murtha yesterday. He said, "What can Congress step in here if he tries to invade Iran?" Oh, yeah, you know, we can try.
Yeah, that they could do something about.
But with Iraq, the barn door is shut and the horse is long gone. We've reached a point where, yeah, there isn't much more to say except sigh. Because
there's nothing more to say. What is there more to say?
Yeah.
There's nothing more. I don't know what else there is more to say.
No. The only thing we can do is keep, you know, going around and around.
Except, you know what there is? The only thing more to say is, I'll tell you what the only thing more to say is, except to remember this and to wreak holy hell at the polls in 08.
There we go.
And do exactly the same thing in 08 that we did in 07.
Lest we forget. And
that's right.
You know, we Americans have the attention span of a gnat. Well, maybe it'll be longer this time.
We just got to keep reminding ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We can talk about anything that you want to talk about. Bill in Denver does want to talk about this. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. You're sounding thin.
Thanks. I'm trying. I'm thin both. I'm trying to get thin both physically, and I'm thin in the wallet, light in the head. But go ahead.
Hey, I had a history professor one time say that if something doesn't make sense, follow the dollar trail, and it will make sense. And I'm just wondering how much money that members of his crime syndicate have actually made out of this war. I know that the military weapons they're using are manufactured by companies that his Diddy has a lot to do with. I just wonder how much money he and his cronies are making out of this war. You know, it really does come down to that, because that's the only way that things make sense right now. You know, the oil revenues, there's dirty oil deals that I keep hearing about that are about to happen and such. It's just, you know, it doesn't make sense until you start thinking, well, just how much money is this little criminal making? But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that he really was interested in seeing something good happen out of Iraq other than a big paycheck for he and his cronies. Imagine that I just beat the tar out of the lady, and I was a therapist. She couldn't come to me for therapy because I am the problem. And I don't believe that Mr. Bush can solve any of the problems in Iraq because he is the problem. It's his war. He wanted it. He fought. He lied to get us in there. You know, there were weapons inspectors on the ground. We knew there weren't any weapons there. The whole idea is that Bush is the problem and he can't fix it.
Well, he can't fix it because he's got us in a situation where there's no real easy answer. Now, I'm going to give you an answer which I'm sure that you're not going to buy, and I'm sure that John M's not going to buy this either. But I'm going to give it anyway. You know what I think it is with him? I don't think it's about money. I don't think it's about money at all.
I don't either.
I don't know.
It's about his daddy?
No, I think it's about him.
Yeah.
I think that he is one of these guys that's got this messianic vision that he believes and the people around him believe that they are right, and I've been saying this all along, that they have this ingrained belief that we are the last remaining superpower in the world, and that you will either do what we tell you to do or you will suffer the consequences. And so what they decided to do was they decided that Saddam Hussein was going to suffer the consequences for not have completely played ball with the United States of America. Plus, they were going to go in and remake the Middle East, and that because of their actions in Iraq, other countries such as Iran, Syria, and others would see the light and move towards a democracy because they are not living in the real world.
So kind of a Bush on the couch explanation for it.
Well, I mean, that's what I think. And I
agree with you.
And I think Cheney is exactly the same way, and those people who surround him are exactly the same way. They believe, they don't believe in settling things by diplomacy. They believe in settling things with a rifle barrel.
Using somebody else, of course, holding the rifle. You wouldn't want either them or any of their family members rifle.
They don't care about that. They see it as being a bigger picture.
Yeah.
They're seeing it that we have to do what we have to do to make our presence, to be the bad boys on the block.
And by the way, going back to what you were talking about cars, I had a Volkswagen bus. The nickname for this thing was Lemon Wagon. Gosh, it was the worst car ever. The thing had to have engine overhauls more often than my Toyota 4Runner has to have tune-ups. I will never, ever own... When I used to see Volkswagens sitting on the side of the road, which was often, I used to use that old Volkswagen does it again because... Gosh, mine was... I just can't tell you how bad that car was.
I don't know. I had a Volkswagen bus and had no trouble with it.
Man, the engine had to be overhauled about once a year in that awful thing. Mine was horrible.
All I can say is I had one and had no trouble. Hey,
it was like George Bush had designed that engine.
Well, you never know.
Take care.
All right. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Americans really need to stop trying to figure out what the picture is on each puzzle piece and try and figure out what the picture is on the box before they try putting the puzzle together. They don't understand that the war with Iraq was inevitable in 2000 when we elected this man to office. And when we reelected him in 2004, it made the war with Iran inevitable. And that's the big picture. That's what these people have all wanted for 10 years.
Yeah, but the trouble with that is, in 2000, he wasn't speaking that kind of rhetoric, and he went around, as a matter of fact, in one debate and said the United States shouldn't be nation-building.
Yeah.
So he was telling the public exactly the opposite.
But who did he hire? He hired just about everybody in the PNAC, and those people
Iraq. Most people, back in those days, man, most people had no idea that those thoughts existed. Most people had no idea that the project for the new American century had ever been around. Most people thought that we're not talking about George Bush. We're talking, you know, you started out your comment by saying the American people need to. And what saying to you is the American people didn't know. And I'm willing to bet you that back in 2000 or 1999, you probably didn't know either.
Probably not in 2000.
Okay.
Sure.
And in 1999, you didn't know. This guy was seen as an affable, congenial kind of hometown pitchman kind of guy who was running for governor, who was a strong fundamentalist, religious leanings, and he would say things like, "We don't need nation building." He took a test on geography and couldn't name where the countries were. Most people, up until 9/11, the greatest thing that his administration had been known for was, believe it or not, his position on stem cell research. They just took 9/11 and used it as an issue to get what they really wanted.
Sure.
But most people in America had no idea this was happening.
Yeah, I understand in 2000 we kind of fell into it, but man, by 2004 we knew what this guy was about. And war with Iran is right around the corner. They're saying that they need to get this thing going before Blair leaves office, and that's in April.
Well, let's hope we don't.
Scary deal.
Let's hope we don't end up going to Iran. But if we do, always remember one thing: now this guy's got a Democratic Congress to contend with when it comes to that subject. Kevin, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. 9:20, 21 minutes after 9, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Miss any of this show, get it on podcast at am760.net. And we'll take more of your calls coming up. One line open at 303-713-7600. Gina takes traffic now.
Still a very tough drive as we wrap up the commute. Apparently, we're still seeing major problems across Aurora on 225. Looks like we have a crash just over 6th Street. It's off in the median, but we do have police on scene, and that's really bogging down your northbound lanes. Looks like the southbound Curiosity slowing is backing up traffic all the way to I-70. Southbound I-25 still a major hot spot. We've had a wreck at the Downing Street Bridge. We had multiple cars blocking the center lane, and we still have stop and go, actually, from Colorado all the way into the tech center. Weather today: sunny but very cold, high of 19. Tonight, clear skies, continued cold, low of 0. Right now, partly cloudy and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Frontier Airlines animals continue to bicker as each tries to lay claim to the title of Denver's favorite animal. Rumor has it that they're looking to settle the score once and for all. Frontier's Jeff Potter said, "The situation's getting out of hand, and something's got to give soon."
24 tonight on Fox.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell?
Every Wednesday.
This is the course I've chosen. And in the end,
You're completely alone with it all.
The most highly acclaimed drama in television history is now on A&E. The Sopranos.
You know who I am? You know what I do.
The power.
You got no idea what it's like to be number one.
The love.
What does she have that I don't have?
The loyalty.
I follow you into the gates of hell.
The vengeance.
There has to be consequences.
The Sopranos on A&E. Wednesday at 9, 8 central.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Because I'm going to answer this. Because this job is a matter of discrepancy and judgment. I got a call from a woman, I believe it was last hour, who was goofy. It was obvious that she was goofy, not well-grounded, and didn't have her act together, and I'm going to name her name. And we were talking about nicknames for cars, and she said she had a black truck named Sambo. And I got a couple of people who sent emails in and said, oh, you know, that's racist and blah, blah, blah. And it sounded a little bit questionable to me, too. But I had either two choices, which was either I could have ripped her, which would have been messy, and she didn't have her act together to begin with, or I could have gotten out of the call as diplomatically as I possibly could. And so I chose to get out of the call as diplomatically as I possibly could. And somebody sent me an IM about that. So you know what? You got to accept my... You have to accept my judgment call. And if you don't accept my judgment call on it, fine, you don't. So I guess we disagree. Yep, I'm back. That's right. All right. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. There's two things that are really bad. One, you lose your temper at somebody. Two, if you do this for a living, it's even worse when you hear yourself back on tape yelling at somebody. I just want to go and yell at her. And if you're rude to somebody, then there comes the inevitable emails, why were you rude to her? So, I figured it wasn't worth the ammunition for such a small comment. Let's go to Maya in Superior. Maya, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Maya. Appreciate it.
Glad to hear your voice on the air again.
Thanks.
And as we've talked before, and I don't know if you remember, I'm black, and I didn't take big offense at... You know, like you're saying, she's kind of goofy.
Thank you. Well, you know, she was. She was goofy. What are you going to do? You're going to beat her up for it? You know?
Yeah. Well, remember what today is. It's Martin Luther King's Day, and think about, you know, what would Martin do?
Turn the other cheek.
Exactly. And she, you know, for whatever her intent or purposes were, she demonstrated herself. She was comfortable with that. She put it out there that was the name of her truck. That's hers to deal with. We can hear that and be her and, you know, people will have their different opinions about where she came from on that. And, you know, she shows herself.
Yep. I'm with you 100%.
Two things that I had on my mind this morning. One with the cars. We were talking about that earlier, agreeing with the previous caller. I had one of those Geo Metros before when we had just the one child, little baby could all fit into it. We used to call it the hamsters under the hood. But it was wonderful, 50-plus miles to the gallon. You know, we were in college at the time. It was a great little commuter car and saved us money when we couldn't afford to be spending, you know, anything like what we're spending now. per gallon.
I got to tell you something. I'm serious about this. And I don't know. Maybe they do it, and I just don't know about it. But I would love to get those things, modify them a little bit, but not the engine, okay? You have to keep the engine, and race them.
I think it would be a blast.
Wouldn't it be so much fun
to drive. They're so tiny. I remember, do you remember those Yugos that came out very briefly for a while?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they blew those away, you know, because they had the power. They were a little compact, nice little car. They were, you know, it was our first car. It was really nice for, you know, what it was.
That thing, those things would be hysterical. And I'm not talking about racing them like on an oval track, but I'm talking about taking them out and racing them on a racetrack that has like a course to it, you know, with twists and turns and all that kind of stuff.
That would be great.
The world,
they handle well.
Yeah, the world Hugo, the World Metro Championships.
There you go. Well, we were living in, you know, the southeast at the time and, you know, driving in the mountains between Tennessee and Virginia and Kentucky, and they handle great in those mountains.
I think it'd be a scream.
And we have to throw some, you know, hamster treats under the hood now and again to get up the mountain. But
I think it would just be a scream. You know, you take the other driver's seat out, so one guy can sit in it, and away you go.
It'd be great.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, the one thing, I'm not terribly attached to my car. I've been, you know, for months while the weather's warm, I get on the bus. I'm lucky to have an employer that gives us a bus pass. But, you know, it's like you're saying, living in the mountains, when we get the weather like we've had, I've been in my trusty car with the nice heat and the other fringe benefit that I really don't want to do without is the AM radio. You can't get an AM radio portable like you can. All the cell phones have FM, but you can't get AM radio.
You've got to get it either with an AM-FM combination. Do they still sell those little Walkman?
They're hard to find. You know, everybody's gone over to the digital, and it's hard to even find a CD player anymore. But finding anything with an AM radio on it, every time I look, it says, oh, it has a radio, only FM. And that's the thing that I enjoy in the mornings, driving in and being able to listen. And it's hard to find it. My husband and I keep talking about getting a little transistor from Radio Shack or somewhere, but they're hard to find.
Well, I wonder, does Radio Shack sell those little AM transistors? They must sell little AM-FM transistors.
You would think, you know, they used to make the little kits, you know, kids could put them together and make your own little radio kind of thing.
Those things were called Heath kits. They haven't made those in years.
Yeah, and I've been trying to find one on the Internet, see if I could find one for my kids to put together, but, you know, it's just a promotion. If AM-760 wants to put out some little AM radios, get it in more people's hands walking around. You don't have the car, you can always have the AM.
You know what? That's a great idea. We should do that. We should give out little AM radios. You're absolutely right. But, you know, that's funny you should bring up that Heath kit thing. How old are you? You mind me asking?
Oh, no problem. I'm 35.
Wow. You remember that? You're 35 and you remember that?
I am a gadget person. I have, you know, I got my first computer because I cannibalized parts from other people to put one together because I wanted one that bad. It's one of those things I always like putting them together. And my dad got me into that when I was a little kid, and he remembered those, and Radio Shack used to carry them. I remember I worked in the mall when I was in my first job when I was 16, and they still used to have them because I had some friends who were told that they couldn't use it for their science project because they really didn't do much except buy a kit and put it together. So,
yeah, exactly.
But
we used to drive our parents crazy with that stuff. Turn that soldering iron off, you know, all that kind of thing.
My mom wouldn't let me have the soldering iron, so I had to go over to a friend to do that.
Wow, could you imagine sitting down now with a 10-year-old kid? How old are your children?
Mine are 12 and 16, and I've got my 12-year-old is like me, well, both of them. They like to know how it works, and a lot of times that involves taking it apart.
Could you imagine sitting down with your 12-year-old? Okay, here's what I want you to do. This is your holiday gift. You have to build a radio.
Oh, wow. If it became a contest between the two of them, you never know.
Well, they might do it. Maya, thank you. Great call. Thank you for calling. I love you.
Great to have you back.
Okay, take care.
You too.
All right, so Maya's got a great idea. Actually, I got the idea, but Maya thinks it's great. So those Geos have like a little, what is that, three-cylinder engine or whatever?
Yeah, I think they're run by two gerbils on a treadmill.
Okay, you can modify the body. And you can take the driver's seat out, so there's only one person in it. We should find a racetrack. And there isn't one around here because they've all closed. But too bad we can't find a racetrack and race Geos.
Oh, that'd be great.
what a great idea. Would that be a riot? How fast can those things go top end? Probably about 80?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's something.
And not an oval track. But, you know, one that has courses and stuff. With crash helmet and the whole thing.
I had a friend that actually, a science fiction writer named Harlan Ellison, and he was the TV pitchman for Geo when they first came out.
Well, I know who Harlan Ellison is.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to him. I said, how can they pick you? And he said, because I'm short, and I made it look bigger.
They are small cars.
Yeah, he's only about 5 foot high. He said, made the car look a lot bigger.
But a 6 foot, but somebody who's 6'1 could get in one.
Could you fit in one?
You know, I don't think I could now, but give me about 5 or 6 months. Give me about 3 more months.
So it's not the height that's the issue.
Yeah, and I probably could.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, man, we got.
You know, they race all kinds of things. I saw lawnmower races on TV not too long ago. Why couldn't we wear the first annual AM760 Progressive Talk Geo race?
We could get on the Speed Channel.
All right, I want somebody to call here who's got a Geo. 303-713-7600. I want to know what the top speed of a Geo is. How fast do you think those things can go flat out?
75 flat out.
Not up a hill.
No, not uphill. Unless you're getting out and pushing.
A red, wouldn't that be great? I'd love to have a red Geo.
That'd be neat.
Have it all hopped up?
The first annual AM760.
Could you lower it? No, I guess you couldn't lower it because they're pretty low to the ground to begin with, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want to raise the center of gravity because that would cut down on the cornering ability.
Yeah, it might.
But you put big fat tires on it.
Trick this.
And a roll bar in the back.
Trick this thing out, yeah.
Put a cage in it.
Pimp that Geo.
Trick it out and then go down University Boulevard and try to race some Benzes.
Remember when they came out with
Volkswagen? Geo.
Remember when they had Volkswagen Bugs and they came out with a Rolls Royce grill for the front?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm standing by.
We realize you're there. We're just not in any hurry to get to you, but we'll go to you now. Here's Gina with traffic.
Well, not much change in the road conditions. We're still suffering from very icy spots around the metro area. Lots of wrecks. Eastbound Highway 36 at Table Mesa, we've got a very bad rollover there. Traffic trying to get past it. Northbound 25 south of 6th. Southbound 25 at Downing Street. So we've had major backups on both sides of the interstate. Eastbound C-470 at Broadway is struggling. And northbound 225 looked bad all morning across Aurora. We still got a wreck there near 6th. Weather outlook today, sunny but very cold, only a high of 19. Right now, partly cloudy and 5. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk. Still a very tough drive.
At any grade and any stage, Sylvan can help strengthen your child's reading skills to help your child become an enthusiastic reader for life. Call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE. Waiting isn't the answer. Calling Sylvan is. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
The 24 season premiere event continues tonight at 8 on Fox.
Denver and 08.
Yeah!
And AM760.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850. 1-800-530-1850.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
That's 1-800-300-7351.
Your man in the morning is back. J. Marvin.
Come and see how good I look.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes past 9. High today, 18 on this Martin Luther King holiday. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin with you. Miss any part of the program? Podcast, am760.net. And instant messages. And here's one, which I wanted to read on the air. I like this. This is from Hugh. He says, Jay, I'm 290, 6'1", and I love my Geo. He says, uphill at 36 miles is 40 miles per hour. So it goes about 40 miles per hour uphill. Is that what he's saying? Flat surface is about 75 to 80, depending on the weight of the driver. Oh, God, listen to this. He says, I've had it up to 105. But it was a turbocharged one. He says, sorry, I can't call. I'm at work. They have turbocharged Geos? Cyril? Oh, and here's a guy, Larry, who sent me a link to another electric car. That's my goal, is to have one of these luxury electric cars. I'm going to have one of these before I take a dirt nap. I really am. I'm going to buy it one of these days. I'm going to get the money and buy that Tesla car. I definitely am. Okay, John M., we have information about Geos. This guy emailed me and claimed that uphill he could do about 35 or 40 miles an hour, and that on flat surface he could do 80 to 85. But he says, I don't know, he could be pulling my leg. He says he was in a turbocharged one and did 105 miles an hour.
A turbocharged Geo, 105.
Now, I know because we got a guy named Paul who listens to this show and has sent me several emails, and I don't know if he's out there today or not. But Paul engages in this kind of amateur sports car racing called Formula V. These are little open-wheeled cars that have Volkswagen engines in the back.
Kind of like go-karts.
A little bit bigger. They do about 100 and, I think, about 125.
Wow.
115, 125. And the big trick there is you got to get into what's called drafting. Like, you got to get behind two or three other cars and have them pull you along.
Maybe that same story with the Geo to get up to 100.
Yeah, we have Geo drafting. Well, you know, I'm into low-tech Geo drafting. What can I say?
Yeah.
All right, here's Patsy in Denver. Patsy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I'm glad you're well and back.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to alert folks to this week's issue of the New Yorker magazine, dated Monday the 15th. Two excellent articles. The first one is Letter from Washington, The Starting Gate, Foreign Policy Divides the Democrats. It's about Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, and Barack Obama.
Yeah, Hillary has yet to weigh in on where she stands with this troop escalation. She says she's going to comment when she gets back from Iraq.
It's a really impressive article explaining their different positions, and they all have good perspectives. The other article is 14 pages long, and it's about Michael Bennett and his efforts to help improve the schools in Denver. Called Expectations, Can the Students Who Became a Symbol of Failed Reform Be Rescued? And it's so good. It's about Manuel High School and some of the good kids there and everything. And I just wanted to alert people. They're excellent articles.
All right, we'll check them out.
Great.
All right, thank you, Patsy.
Thanks, bye.
Okay. Yeah, I take the New Yorker. I haven't looked at this last week's, but I'll definitely look at it. It's the other thing when I was sick. You know, I bought two books that I was going to read, and I never got around to reading them because I never felt well enough to just lay there on the couch or whatever it is and try to read. One of them was Jimmy Carter's new book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, nonfiction when you're not feeling well is kind of hard to read.
And then I can't remember what the other one was, but it was the new Jimmy Carter. So I've got the new Jimmy Carter book, and I'm about 12 or 15 pages into that book. But I never could. I just couldn't focus. I don't know what the deal was.
You know, I mentioned earlier that my dad has macular degeneration. He just turned 83, and for his birthday I got him a little CD player, and I got him Tom Rick's book, Fiasco.
Oh, sure, on Iraq, yeah.
And
good book.
John Dean's Conservatives.
About Conscience, also a real good book.
Yeah, and I listened to a little bit of Fiasco, because I've read it. I read the book. Those books on tape are really good.
Yeah, they are good.
Yeah.
A lot of people buy those and put them in their car and drive and listen to them.
Yeah.
Over long distances, instead of listening to people like you and I. Let's go to James in Westminster. James, you're on AM 760.
Yes, just wanted to weigh in on a couple items here. They have a whole SCCA racing class.
Right.
They race Geos, three-cylinder Geos, off-road.
Oh, they do. They have the Sports Car Club of America does have a Geo classification.
Well, you know, they have Geos running and an off-road rally class. That's called a Geo Metro Spec class. And they also ran in the SCCA regular production classes also. So
how much could it cost all of us if we banded together, bought us a little Geo, modified it, and took it around and raced it?
Well, you know, I wouldn't pick a Geo to race per se. The folks talking about turbo Geos, that never existed. That's that car was imported by General Motors from Suzuki, and the turbo quote unquote Geo is a Suzuki Swift GTI 1.3 liter. And if you're going to do any racing, I would suggest you race with that.
So you couldn't get a Geo up to 105 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah, you could.
Oh, you could?
Oh, yeah.
How fast do you think they go ultimately, James?
Well, you're talking about a regular three-cylinder Geo?
Yeah.
Probably about 100. That's about right because of the horsepower that it has. But, again, that fellow is correct. It is dependent on your weight and how many people you've got in the car and the quality.
Well, you'd only have one. You'd only have one driver.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I mean, if you had another person in the car with you, that could dramatically affect, your overall performance.
No, you'd only have one driver, and you'd strip everything out of the car.
Oh, okay. And you run with open exhaust? You'd probably get a Geo to probably do 110, 112. But some of that's dependent on altitude. I mean, if you're racing up here at 5,000 feet, that's a lot different than if you're racing at sea level.
Yeah, that's true.
And the time of year, the quality of fuel you're using, how you've got your timing set, all of those things come to bear. And also, you know, there's all kinds of aftermarket computers and other things that you can do, you know, to speed them up. But, I've seen Swift GTIs, but you're talking about a car that looks just like a Geo. I've seen those do 10-second quarter miles. So there's pretty much no limit what you can do with a little front-wheel drive Swift GTI.
You know, the smallest car I've ever seen was in Paris called a Twinkle.
Now, those are the ones you can just pull straight into the sidewalk and park?
Right, you can park on the sidewalk, a Renault Twinkle.
Yeah.
It's about the same size as the Daimler Chrysler Smart Car, either the gasoline or electric one. I've seen those, and they're about the same size as Twinkle. Another thing, this lady called in about you having problems trying to find AM radios. Radio Shack still sells crystal radio kits that have three parts in them. They also have a high-end kit that costs $70 that you can build. Basically, a fundamental small computer with it, has JK flip-flops, has oscillators, all of the things that you would need to do. All you have to do is go into Radio Shack and order them. The AM radios are so available. You go and you pull them up on eBay, there's like 5,000 of them on there now, and you can go to any cheap flea market and get an AM radio for $2. So I don't know what the difficulty is in finding AM radios. Got to kind of stay away from the Best Buys of the world, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Where'd you get all this technical knowledge about automobiles?
I'm a lifelong geek and car admirer and own about 100 of them over the years.
What's your favorite automobile of all time?
Favorite of all time?
Yeah.
I would say probably Jaguar XKE.
My uncle had one of those.
Yep, I would say probably one of those or... you would start looking at some of the Hemi Mopars that were made from the late 60s, early 70s. Also, some of the big block Chevys are a big deal, too, from the late 60s, early 70s. You know, like an LS6 Chevelle, 427 Corvettes, those kinds of cars, those are very distinctive. So, in European stuff, then you start going along the lines of Aston Martin because of their quality and their handmade, etc.
You're my kind of man. All right. I appreciate you calling, James. Thanks so much, man.
Not a problem.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
9:47. It's 47 minutes past the hour. It's open phones. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Anybody in the Sports Card Club of America that races GOs?
I just love it. You know, we got such a varied audience.
We do, really. Listen, man, you know, it doesn't always have to be all politics and all, you know, all being serious. We'll talk to Jerry coming up, who used to race go-karts, and karting is a big thing in this country, too. It's a real big thing, and some of these people are maniacs. We'll talk to him coming up next, but here's Gina with traffic. I'm sorry, it's Rick Morgan. Rick, go ahead.
Jay, continues to be a real tough drive around town, especially in a couple of spots on the highways. I-70, both directions, got problems. I-70 still backed up westbound approaching Sheridan due to a multi-car crash there. Also eastbound, there's a couple of cars involved in an accident just past Wadsworth, hanging you up a little bit through there. And a tough drive northbound I-25 coming out of the tech center. It's backed up past Alameda due to this accident at 6th. And on the turnpike, got that rollover. It's an SUV that rolled over at Table Mesa coming out of Boulder there on the Denver-bound side. Not really hanging things up too much, but just something to be aware of as you head out of Boulder. As far as the weather goes, lots of sunshine and a high near 20. Let's celebrate. Clear and cold tonight, low of 0, sunny near 30 tomorrow. Right now, it's 5 degrees. I'm Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay for your accommodations if there's rain for more than 2 hours on any given day. So call your travel agent. Only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
The largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads, mailing lists, and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
From 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 18. Podcast, AM760.net. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Of all things, we've been talking about racing, sporting and geos and small cars. But it's open phones. So you can talk about a rock or anything else that may be on your mind. Let me go to Jerry and Parker. Jerry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, man.
AJ, everybody knows that racing's about horsepower and handling, and horsepower costs a lot of money, but handling isn't really that expensive compared to horsepower.
That's true.
And karting, go-karts, it sounds silly. When people hear go-karts, they think the putt-putt carts.
I saw some pretty damn fast go-karts on TV.
Oh, yeah, until you're doing 110, 4 inches off the ground, it's unbelievable. They have, there's all kinds of different classes. The beginning classes are just like lawnmower engines for little kids, like six-year-old kids.
Right.
All the way up to six-speed, 250cc motorcycle engines that will do 110, no problem. There's a brand-new racetrack. I think it was the track that was over at Vandermeer. Now they're right over at Centennial Airport.
I thought all the racetracks around here were closed down.
No, this is a brand-new go-kart track.
Oh, only go-karts only.
Yeah, it's go-karts only. It's made for go-karts, so it's what it is. It's a road course, but it's just they shrink it. So you might only be doing 40, 50, 60 miles an hour, but because the course is so tight and you're so low to the ground, it makes you feel like you're doing 160 miles an hour.
Jeez.
And it's a really inexpensive way to get world-class racing. It's unbelievable, Jay. What's your bottom weight going to be? Because you might just be skinny enough to go ride one.
I'm hoping to get down to 225.
Yeah, they'll put you in one at 225. You go. It's a professionally run place. They've got 20 carts over there. You give them a couple hundred bucks. They give you a class. You take a bunch of laps. You're hooked. Your wife is mad at you because you just spent $8,000 on a cart and a trailer. Oh, I'm telling you, it was.
Do you race these things?
No, not anymore. Not anymore.
Oh, you used to though.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know,
there was a course in Riverside.
Well, here's a question: can you be progressive and still be a race fan?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I was my first NASCAR race when I was a little kid was at Riverside Raceway.
Now NASCAR is something I don't get.
Well, yeah, it used to be really cool. Back in the day, it was really cool because it was all about horsepower and it was all about who could cheat. Everybody remembers Richard Petty,
right?
All his wins and his unbelievable record of consecutive wins. The reason why was because he had the most money, and he was the best cheat, the guy who could cheat, and that was all part of the fun was the cheating. Now it's just lame. They go on these big giant tracks because they want to be able to put more butts in the seat, so they built bigger tracks for bigger grandstands, and they just go around in circles, and it's a bore.
You know what my latest thrill is? The thing I'm lately into?
Cottage cheese?
Yeah, I'm into that, too. You're right about that. Figure eight racing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how many times did we see that on TV as kids? And I recently saw it on TV again, and I thought, man, oh, man, this is like, I would love to do that.
Oh, Jay, they just closed the dirt track that used to be by the airport.
I know it.
That was the best. Oh, dirt track racing is awesome. They go around in circles, but it's great.
Figure eight racing, though, man. If you don't make that intersection, you are wiped out.
I don't drink anymore. I'm like John, but you've got to have quite a few shots at tequila before you do that.
I mean, and there's this guy who races in California named Barefoot Billy. And this guy is insane. And I mean, his whole deal is, he doesn't look to see whether it's open or closed, that intersection. He just goes through. And if he gets nailed, he gets nailed.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like,
fun.
I mean, he's just out after it, man. And they got these, it's hysterical. And I did not,
yeah.
So I started looking around about this stuff. I started checking. This is why I don't have any friends, because I'm weird, okay? So I started looking around. And I found out that the world championship of figure eight car racing is held at this place called the Speedrome in Indianapolis every year. And I swear to you, man, I'm going to go this year. I'm going to go this year. You know, guys sitting up there with their wife beater T-shirts on and all that kind of stuff.
Hey, they do figure eight up in Erie. There's a
they do.
They do a figure eight there, and they also do this train thing too, where it's a figure eight, but they put chain three cars together, and then you go around this figure eight, and they all crash into each other.
Oh man, see, where in Erie do they do that? Do you know?
It's just right off of I-25. You can't miss it.
It's
an oval track, so it's not really as fun. But they have a NASCAR sanctioned races there, and it's pretty good.
Because I got to call up there and find out the name of it, so I can go up there.
If you keep on going north off of I-25, I stopped a couple months ago and found there's a road course out there that I think is still open because there's garages in there and stuff. There's a road course. I'm pretty sure they still run on that course.
Oh, man. You know what?
Auto racing is a great way to get divorced.
Yeah, I know it. But you know what? If they have figure eight car racing up there in Erie this summer, we have to take a field trip up there.
Dual remote, you can be in the car and broadcasting live.
I'll tell you one thing. I have done demolition derby. I did
on the air.
I did it here.
You go back to in the South, man. They take it really seriously.
They took it seriously here. I did it with Rocky's Autos. Bought a front wheel drive Cadillac. We modified it, and I helped work on it, painted it up, went out there, And I'm going to tell you something, man. I got the living snot knocked out of me. But tell you what, I took a few guys with me. Because what I was doing is, what I did was, since the engine was in the, since the drive was in the rear, what I did was, is I drove the car backwards and slammed the trunk into everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a big deal. It's a real big deal. Here's one more point before we go. If I used to help every now and then, I'd help some guy work on his dirt car, an old Camaro. And at night, all these guys would come out from their houses and come and work on their cars in this guy's garage that he owned. And every single one of these guys was divorced. Every one of them. Go to your local dirt track or any track into the pits and take a poll. 90% of those guys are divorced. Because you get so addicted to it, you dump every dime you have into this piece of junk jalopy.
I'll tell you something. Watching it, man, it is very, very, very addicting. And I am just dying, and I don't mean that literally, to try figure eight. Hey, Jerry, thank you, man. Call me again.
Bye, guys.
All right, see ya. All right, so the majority of the progressive audience goes, well, gee, we can't wait for Al Franken to come up next and get J. Marvin out of here. We need to get him to a race car radio station where we'll put the battle in this crap.
Have a little variety in there.
That's right. You got to have a little variety. Back tomorrow morning, we'll talk about Iraq. We'll talk about a lot of things going on in the news tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. Have a good day. And once again, thanks for the cards and letters. Really do appreciate it. Al Franken is next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken.